Hello? Okay, so he tried to start early, and of course, you know, every time, it's a new thing every time. And now, you know, we're starting on time, but only because we tried to start early. And OBS just completely crashes 30 seconds into the broadcast. I love it. I love my life. I love waking up every morning just to see what tech issue are we going to have? You know what it is? Flawless tech is this show's goal. And we never hit it. I'm Aaron Imholt, but instead of money, I can't get the tech. I can't reach my tech goal, which upsets me. But we can't hit the like goal. Hit the like button. And we've got a great little program planned out for you today. Not only do we have Aaron Imholt, not only will I be going over one of the biggest gaffes I've seen by a guy who calls himself a lawyer. And then, you know, now people are like sending me all this stuff where they're like, this guy's not a lawyer. He's a sex tourist who runs around Asia fucking young boys. And he pretends to be a lawyer on YouTube. And I'm going like, okay, I don't believe any of this. Second of all, you know, I just think if you're a lawyer and you're on YouTube, you probably suck as a lawyer. You hear that, Ricada? I know. I had one of the biggest practices in Candy, Ojai County, I'll have you know. I know. Anyway, all these P.O. Box lawyers, I'm sure they're fine when they're practicing law, you know, when they're like handling divorces for small town couples or, you know, updating wills or, you know, doing estate planning or there's some sort of simple, you know, business dealings that need to be, you know, small time, very straightforward lawsuits and stuff, I guess. I don't know. But then they start YouTubing and it's like they get lazy and pathetic. And we already watched this one guy, Sean, with the unnatural beard coloring, who he says is completely natural. We believe you. And, you know, we watched him go over the complaints or the charges in Kayla Ricada case. Kayla versus Aaron Imholt. And there's a misdemeanor charge and there's a felony charge. And we literally sat there watching this guy like, they're exactly the same, except like one has intent, you know, like malice or like intent to harass or something. And that's the felony charge. There's a clear difference. And I'm not a lawyer, but I can read. And I didn't just read the first three letters of each line and go, oh, these are the same. The misdemeanor charge and the felony charge. They're different. That's why one's a felony. But these guys are too lazy. They have the paperwork in front of them that was sourced by Kiwi Farms, the same place we all got it. You know, so we're all, none of us have to do any work. I'm the same as a legal guy on YouTube. I'm the same as a practicing lawyer on YouTube. We both got our source material from Kiwi Farms. None of us know if it's legit or not. None of us know if it's doctored or not. But you can't even read it correctly and describe to your audience the difference between a felony charge and a misdemeanor charge. You're all lazy fucks. I'm not saying I get everything right. When I get something wrong, I try to come on and correct it. You guys are like, I get it wrong all the time. Moving on. So very, very funny stuff. And I enjoyed it. Kim Nicholson said, show us your luxurious mane, Patrick. No. How about no? Where, these women are like rich divorcees who have never been told no in their life, you know? They all smell like mothballs and tiger print dresses. Urgh. You know Kim Nicholson has at least 7 animal print garments in her closet right now. Every cat. Every single big cat she can think of. Leopard, tiger, panther, zebra. Is that a big cat? Is that a big cat? Ladies and gentlemen, we got a pig saw voice starting today.
Ooh, I'm a gelatinous blob.
Okay. Have fun with the pig saw voice. It's dead on. It's perfect, and you're going to love the way you use it.
Ooh, I'm a gelatinous blob.
Sounds exactly like pig saw. Moody put in time for that this weekend. You're going to love that. Thank you for tuning into the Nobody Likes Onions program on a Monday morning. Again, I've got a lot of silly, fun stuff planned for little palate cleansers. I really want to start going over more the body cam stuff. You know, we did that one with the girl with the pizza that she said Morgan Wallen was going to pay for her pizza. I like short ones like that, like 6 minutes, 8 minute little silly body cam video. So I want to start, you know, doing those as like little interstitial palate cleansing segments. There's a lot of shitty bad ones out there. There's a lot of long ones. We don't want to cover those. I want the really, really funny short ones. And I stole one from a recent episode of The Creep Off. With Carl Hamburger and Vinny Gastrita. What's his name? Anyway, they had a very funny body cam video of a guy getting pulled over, and I pulled that because I want to watch that today. Of course, there's steel toe stuff I've got in the hopper today. I have Chad stuff. I have Ray stuff. I have Godfrey stuff. I have Summer Sinclair.
It's classic summer.
I have Summer Sinclair stuff coming out the wazoo. She's been very, very busy. I have, of course, we're going to get into this legal mindset guy who I'm very disturbed by. And then we're just going to prove to you that these guys are the worst. We have new Mike Calta stuff. And so much. So much more. We're going to start with Chad today. Because, you know, like, Chad is trying desperately to, like, get into all this stuff and be a part of it. It's not going well. He doesn't really belong. He doesn't know what he's doing. And he doesn't know how to be a part of it. And even worse, he's, you know, really taking his channel seriously right now, which is very, very funny, to say the least. And he's got a clipper. I imagine he's paying someone to clip for him. I'd love to know who it is on the DL. I'm not looking to blow you up or anything. Clipper's got to make money, and I'm sure this is someone we know who deep down knows Chad is a complete fool and fraud. And that's why they're ripping Chad off. That's why they're ripping Chad off left and right. The clips, honey, the clips that Chad Zumach is putting up on his channel are some of the most embarrassing, weird shit I've ever seen in my life. It's very, very funny. Before we do that, Dusty, thank you for gifting a membership. Bone and the Carbarian, thank you very much.
Hey, bud. Oh, no. Have a contest. Get your listeners to do crimes and see who has the best body cam set/bit. Or, hey, maybe when the internet police raid you, we'll see your peen. I hope so.
Mm. Peen view. No, but believe it or not, I was actually going to propose this already. I'm going to put out like a $1,000 bounty for people who mention Nobody Likes Onions in their traffic stop and send me the body cam footage. You have to do a funny voice and you have to talk to the officer in a silly way. Well, I don't know. We'll brainstorm it later. I think it'll be very, very funny. Trust me on that. Bone and the Carbarian, thank you very much for gifting 5 Nobody Likes Onions memberships along with Candio. Hi. Candy Yo Hi. Gifting 5 memberships today as well. Meredith gifting a membership. Meredith Halfpenny, good to see you this morning. Thank you very much. You have fabulous hockey hair. Ladies love it. Hockey hair? I don't even know what to say about that. What is hockey hair exactly? Like a Wayne Gretzky type of situation.
Retard alert. Retard alert. This just in. I showed my asshole to the internet. Get felted, Worski. You don't have a super tip voice.
Get felted, Worski. You don't have a super tip voice. Remember when he said this?
Andy Worski, he should be arrested for possession of child pornography.
Oh, God. Nah, I think I'll just do a show with him instead. Corndiff, thanks for the super sticker, buddy. It means a lot coming from a starch of your caliber. Ladies and gentlemen, the latest Chad clip that he thinks you need to see. He paid someone to clip this for him. I have no doubt whatever clipper is working for him is fucking with him. Imagine pulling this from your show and going, people are going to want to see this. This is a highlight. This is a Chad Zumach original. And let's see how much comedy he can pack into 3 minutes.
Oh! Fleetwood, or April's Stevie Nicks. They're both blonde cokeheads that fuck everybody. Holy shit, this was right in front of me.
You will never win. You will never win. Rikada. Rikada.
You replaced Rhiannon with Rikada. Okay? So that's the bit. We're 28 seconds in. That includes the killer intro. We're 28 seconds in, and you know the bit. Rikada. Okay, so 2.5 minutes left. Let's see what. He is, and for the people just listening at home who are like, well, I don't see what's so funny. He's blinking the one photo of April Imholt he's had for years loaded into his computer. He's blinking it on and off while he does this. So you got to picture that. You got to picture him blinking it on and off while he does this. It's pretty funny.
I like cocaine. I love cocaine and living rent free. All I have to do is suck Nick's dick. Yeah, yeah, Kayla, fuck Kayla. I'm on 30 charges and I got a new shitty tattoo. I got a shitty tattoo. Rikada.
Sounds great. His mic works great. The bit's great.
Rikada. Rikada.
You get it?
Rikada.
Look, it's Gino on guitar. Gino's fucking Lindsey Buckingham. Lindsey Buckingham with hair.
Gino is Lindsey Buckingham with hair. Huh? Chad riffs, man. Chad riffs, dude. For the people who don't think Chad can riff, he clipped this. He paid somebody. They're like, we're going to want to pull the Fleetwood Mac Rikada bit.
I do cocaine and I don't have internet. I have to wait for Nick to call me and then I come over for Zoom court. What's in a millionaire? I get tattoos. I can live with my parents, but I decide to live rent-free with a married couple. And they have 5 kids and dishes stacked.
So it's just like, it's the same shit from like the first week of them getting arrested, you know, and Aaron spilling all the beans. Like, the house was a mess and It's just Chad doesn't know what's going on, but he wants to be a part of it. So he just says words he knows that that are kind of like related to the thing he wants to be a part of.
It's pretty good off the cuff. Let's go. One. Ricada. Ricada. All right, that's enough. You get the gist.
I like how he like doesn't take himself too seriously. And he's like so aloof there at the end, like, you guys get what I'm doing.
All right, that's enough. You get the gist.
What am I doing? I'm such a silly Billy.
Dumb!
Holy shit. This is all in the clip. This is a 2 minute, 57 second clip, and that's all part of it.
Ricada! All right, that's enough. You get the gist.
He doesn't know what to do. So he's hunting through his images. Again, the way StreamYard works, he has to like scroll through images the same way Aaron has to scroll through to try to find sound effects. And, you know, like we want to play a Chad sound effect. We play a Chad sound effect.
Milton's Discord.
Like, imagine if I had to page through and find that. If I couldn't just hit a button and do it instantly, it would lose all of its relevance instantly. So Chad just spent a bunch of time making fun of April, and then he puts up this image of Ray because it says dumb, and he's being dumb, and this is just a silly, dumb bit he's doing. Like, I mean...
Dumb! Fucking retarded, man.
Mud shark clips. He's clipping. These are the for people out there going like, what am I missing? I don't have time to watch Chad. What am I missing? These are the highlights. These are the parts of the show. Chad himself says, if you missed the whole show, here's a little taste of what you're missing. And then you go, you know, dive into this. It's like 399 views 14 hours ago, 29 comments, 64 thumbs up to get more channel perks. Channel perks? Hold on. Will you be doing some more killer improv like that for us? I'd love that, actually.
Oh, hey, bub. Did you know there's no bullying in Canada? It's true. How do you think a fat shit and a dented head loser got into a position where we think we're something? In America, I would be Royce.
Wow. Wow. Big if true. By the way, I'm not even kidding. We may not have a Hackamania next year. I just, like, look, the venue we were talking to has absolutely come back with, like, the biggest fuck you. Like, we were talking, and then they've come back, and they're like, yeah, what if it's 45 grand to rent out the space? What if it is? What if it is? They want 45 grand now. They offered us a weekend for 28 grand, but the high weekend they want is like $44,000. It's like, oh, because we were all talking for a month and it was free. We were all talking for a month and it was like, oh, you bring 300 people to the hotel and you can have the venue for free and they'll just spend all the money here. And now it's like, oh, we want $45,000. And I went, oh, yeah, I was just going to let that slide by me. $45,000. As if I wouldn't notice. Oh, yeah. So we might not have, we just might not have it. You know, I wanted to have it late April, early May, and now it's too close. Like, I'm not steel toe. I'm not going to throw an event together in a month. So, like, we might just not have it next year. Maybe it'll be a, like every 4 year thing, like the Olympics.
Whoa, buddy. Tune into my show where me and my window licking co-host obsess about how anyone with a sex life is immediately a degenerate, while I pretend that being a big fat mess isn't at all sinful.
I'm trying to understand that PPP guy. Is he like 22 years old, or he's just like he didn't have puberty, or what? Because like I can see a world where he's like 30, I guess, but like his balls haven't dropped and his voice hasn't changed. Like, does he live alone, or is he with his parents? Is it a kid? I can't even tell. You know, like his voice, you got to hear this voice. It's like underdeveloped, right?
Oh, hey, bub. Did you know there's no bullying in Canada? It's true. How do you think a fat shit and a dented head loser got into a position where we think we're something? In America, I would be Royce.
He's like 24. He lives alone. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. So like he's like a year before NLO started. That's where he is. So this is great. I mean, this literally like this will be like how will Pigsaw end up? Will he be like a Perry Caravello type character, or will he be like Chad? You know, I love that. I want to find out how it is. Oh, and while we're on Chad too, real quick, you go over to my Twitter. I posted this. A lot of people didn't get the point of it or whatever, but I posted this screenshot from Chad. So, you know, people send me this stuff. Chad posted this. He took a picture of his bicycle, his Red Ryder Schwinn. And I'm not even kidding. This is the exact quote Chad Zumach wrote. I ride this bike 10 miles every single day. I've been a bike rider since I was 4 years old. Bink. When I learned without training wheels. I'm not kidding. This is, now again, every low IQ idiot went like, of course Melton's making fun of exercise. Yes, yes. That's exactly what's happening. That's exactly what's happening. I'm making fun of exercising, you idiots. Chad is 50 years old. He's a professional touring comedian, let's say. And Chad Zumach wrote this. He doesn't know. We've gone through his social media before. It's so funny. Remember, he just takes photos of guys, big trucks outside the gym, and he's like, look at this big dick energy guy. This is big dick energy. This is big dick energy. Like, that's what Chad doesn't know what to do. He doesn't have any ideas. He doesn't have any content. So he just like, he thinks of stuff on the fly and he posts it on the fly. His walk and talks, you know, just a complete, like an actual pathetic idealist loser. So, like, for a 50-year-old man to post this, this is actually the quote. I've been a bike rider since I was 4 years old when I learned without training wheels. Oh, how long have you been? Leave it in the comments. How long have you been a bike rider? We'd love to. What the fuck is this? Another win for the Chad. Another win for the Chad. I've been a bike rider since I was 4, when I learned, by the way, without training wheels. How much credit does this guy want for nothing burgers in his life? This is where we're reaching back to. This is where we're reaching back to. By the way, didn't your brother get run over because he didn't know how to ride his bike out of the way of a car? It seems flagrant. Seems like you're rubbing it in his face. Imagine reaching back to create content to tell us you learned to ride without training wheels. I learned to ride without training wheels. So thanks, 50-year-old man. Thanks, 50-year-old who doesn't know how taxes work. Are we supposed to forget everything else about Chad? Because this? Like, well, he probably is very, very high IQ. Did you know he learned to ride a bike without training wheels since he was 4? And believe it or not, he hasn't stopped since then. And we're all like, Whoa. He doesn't know how taxes work. He's 50. And to impress Kevin Brennan and the other losers, he thought that he'd say, I made a ton of money last year. I'm getting so much back. He don't know how it works. He thinks the more you get back, the more you made. He thinks the more you get back, the more money you made.
I use toilet every day. I've been using toilet every day since I was 4 years old. I learned toilet with no potty help. Straight to the big boy bowl for me.
I learned toilet when I was four.
I use toilet every day. I've been using toilet every day since I was 4 years old. I learned toilet with no potty help. Straight to the big boy bowl for me.
This is the leader in the clubhouse for chat of the month.
I use toilet every day. I've been using toilet every day since I was 4 years old. I learned toilet with no potty help. Straight to the big boy bowl for me.
Chad thinks he's a corporation. I don't even think it's that. Like, corporations don't get any money back. Yeah, you know, like what?
Dude, you're just jealous that you don't have a bike to do sweet jumps with. I also have skills. Tito skills, catalytic converter skills, credit card stealing skills.
Whee, buddy. Drinking to intoxication is sinful, buddy. Gluttony is too, but we'll overlook that. Anyone find my wiping stick extension?
Yeah, somebody sent me a video of Pigsaw, and he's like, got no shirt on, and he's like flapping in his little seat, you know? And his tits are just jiggling all around. Like, you can't even write this stuff. These guys really are really, really doing it. They're really doing it. Marking it, member for 5 months. They act like you're some heinous, dangerous pedophile is so insane. PPP suffers from the same disease as Mario Bosco, I think. Oh, virginity? James Gartner gifting 5 memberships. Thank you very much. April Law, a member for a month. We never know if this is the real April or not. Please take off your hat, Melty, for the ladies. I'm convinced none of these Aprils are the real April, by the way. Who's today's executive producer while we're at it? 7Dub7. Welcome back to the fold. 7Dub7. We appreciate the support for the program and the support from all the fine contributors to the gram, which we have listed here for your convenience, of course. Anyway, that's Chad. He's very, very, he thinks he's very important. And it's very impressive that he's ridden his bike every day. I think that's very cool, too. Not a lot of guys learned when they were young. Like, didn't we all learn to ride our bike around that age? Chad's like, Chad has this as like a cornerstone tentpole memory of his childhood. It's like before my brother died, before my dad left, in between Johns, you know, this is a brief period where my mom put her legs together and stood up for a while. So I imagine it was a very important time for him. And I like that he's proud about it. I like even more. I'm even prouder that he's able to talk about when he learned how to potty and how he doesn't need help for the potty. There is no April. She doesn't have internet. I think she does now, right? She does have internet now, I believe, unless I'm completely crazy out of my mind. But I think she does have internet and could use it if she wanted to. She was bragging about it, right? At some point, and there's Citizen M, and I got to talk about him.
I use toilet every day. I've been using toilet every day since I was 4 years old. I learned toilet with no potty help. Straight to the big boy bowl for me.
Oh, my God. Oh. I ride this bike 10 miles every single day. I've been bike rider since before 4 years old when I learned without training wheels. This is like, I'm not even kidding. This is going to be like a Barry Ribs level man. We're going to literally, Chad's going to be doing MLC, having to ride down to the Whole Foods to get Wi-Fi. some sort of donut place to get Wi-Fi. It's not going to be good. Hey, did you see this morning's Steel Toe Morning Show? We should watch that. We should watch that. EFS gifting 10 membership. Were you already in the pile, EFS? I don't even know. Well, I'll double check later. I don't want anybody to be forgotten who throws that much cash in my face. Think I'll ever live that down. And I think we're going to do P.O. Box tomorrow. We got a lot of weird shit in the P.O. Box. From what I hear, there's even more down in my P.O. Box, you know? By the way, today's show is called The Court Hates Onions. He's got 400 people watching over there. It's a very big day. He is 140 away from the goal. In about 30 minutes, we'll, of course, catch up with Toe. And see what he's up to. Let's just see how the show started this morning. I wonder if he'll show off his drinking vessel, talk about the haters, mention goal anxiety, and make fun of Johnny. Let's see. What do you have on your bingo card? Here we go.
All right. It was a lazy fuck for two reasons. Welcome to the program. It's the Steel Toe Morning Show. I'm Aaron. So I forgot to put on my...
He's Aaron.
Vikings hoodie before the start of the show. And then... Ah!
I'm moving the camera.
Get it away from me! No. And then I forgot...
I like that they both get their cameras straight that when they go live. I like that. All right. So what is this? This is the guy. This is Doom. You know, as if, first of all, there's a reason Doom didn't try this with me. Because he knows I wouldn't fall for that shit. Second of all, I mean, if you just keep spamming it, we're going to block you. Are you dumb? Do you think there's a reason Doom didn't try it over here? And by the way, it's very funny. Go see Doom's video where he tricked like every content creator in the Dabbleverse into thinking he was YouTube and that their account was suspended. He didn't try it over here for a reason. We're not retarded. So it's insane that people aren't even logging in as a fake YouTube name and they're just spamming it. Like, oh my God. Hold on. Am I suspended? My YouTube account is suspended. First of all, imagine if it worked like that on the honor system. Like, they're like, your account's been suspended. Sign off. Like, why do I have to manually sign off if my account is suspended? Anyway, go support Doom. But I have a feeling this isn't Doom. These are just losers trying to imitate what Doom did. And then the guy says, got him. But I go like this. Did ya? Bye. Who got who? Who got who, cunt? Who got who? It's the second time you've done it today. It's the second name you did it on. It's like, we got ya. We got ya. Peter Sky Parker says, this really is the greatest show. And I don't know if that's true, but a lot of people are saying it. Hit the like button if you agree. They're getting their cameras set up on the Steel Toe Show. This is great. We're live. Time to get the mic set up, the cameras set up.
Forgot to change the whiteboard.
Aw, man. It's almost like it doesn't matter. As if we all tune in every Monday morning and we're like, oh, God, I wonder if the Vikings won. I can't wait to check the Steel Toe whiteboard. And if everyone's making fun of today, Aaron's lamp, which is in the shot, we realize not only is Aaron too lazy to buy actual studio lights, and he uses this floor lamp, which we see the shadow of over here on the wall, this pole. Now, not only is he so lazy to do that, it's like a fundamental thing that like putting a light behind your head isn't He thinks it's bad he didn't update the board, as if we can read this board. Like, ah, oh, man, I didn't update the Viking board. It's like this board that is half erased and... Ooh. Just what a lazy podcast. For a guy who dreams about new cameras and co-hosts and third mics and going back to radio, it's like the guy puts nothing into his show. Less and less every week. Every week there's less and less that goes into this program. It's really insane.
God damn it. Just not on a Monday. What are
Some
you going to do?
Vikings fan you are.
I know. I fucked it up. Fair All right. So here's what you're going to do.
What?
You're going to talk about your weekend. You're going to say hello to everyone. You're going to welcome everyone into the show. Make them feel good. Make them feel... Oh, by the way.
Uh-oh. I got to show off what I'm drinking out of today.
My beautiful Cold Spring Brewing water bottle here that they sent for their...
Who is this guy? Like, what does this guy think we care about?
150th year is I cleaned it by hand so it would be ready for consumption today.
I cleaned it by a thing from a place we don't know. I cleaned it by hand so it would be ready for consumption today. Okay.
Mm. Metal straws, legit a game changer.
So are third wives.
Metal. I mean,
try that until you're...
Metal. I got this straw from Matt. It's made of metal.
Drinking something quasi-frozen with it, but yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm in my limited experience with metal straws, I am a metal straw guy.
This is what we're talking about 1 minute into the show. We're into the hot metal straw debate. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Monday on Steel Toes. I don't know, man. I don't know. In my limited experience.
All right, so you're going to talk about your weekend. You're going to talk about all the fun shit you did while I changed the whiteboard.
We can't do the Steel Toe Show unless we know if the Vikings won yesterday, and we can't know that unless it's on the whiteboard. The classic Steel Toe whiteboard.
In a Vanna White while you're doing your thing. It's your time to shine. Show them what you got. Remember, 2 o'clock every afternoon, Just Kidding LLC.
So Aaron wants Johnny to take over and vamp, but he doesn't really trust him to do it. So literally Aaron is telling him everything to say. Okay, make sure you say all this stuff. Even though I'm saying it now, repeat it back to the people. You got this, Johnny? Okay.
On YouTube, Twitch, and Rumble, this is your chance. Off I go.
All right. Well, Vanna White changes the board here. I thought...
Where'd Aaron go?
He was going to change his hoodie, which was making no sense because I saw him in one already. Now when he's changing the board, we get to enjoy...
Is there anything sadder than what's going on here? Literally, a man with a show that doesn't matter doing a little ritual that doesn't matter. This board isn't part of the show anymore.
Wow, buddy. Look at that dumper on Aaron. Jesus, I thought I was a fat fuck. Not even girls' juicy sweats can hide that Ricciata receptacle.
Oh, was that perfectly timed? You nailed it. You nailed it. Like, this means, like, the board isn't part of the show. The Vikings, it's not a sports show. What did, like, but Aaron's OCD will not let him continue his show until he updates this board. Oh, God. Tell me about his little dumper again. Jesus Christ.
Wow, buddy. Look at that dumper on Aaron. Jesus, I thought I was a fat fuck. Not even girls' juicy sweats can hide that Ricciata receptacle.
Seeing the lower half of the wardrobe, as we can see, he put as much effort in above as below. Although I can't really comment because I am wearing a t-shirt. So
Johnny's not doing anything Aaron told him to do, welcoming people to the show, plugging his own show. He's just talking about Aaron's hoodie.
As for this weekend, I excuse me. So this weekend, I took my daughter to the Crossroads Mall. They had Santa Claus and the reindeer getting ready for pre-flight. So it was a fun thing to take the kids out there and get in line and let her see the reindeer. Although we had to deal with the fact that she was so excited to see Santa that as soon as we got done with the reindeer, her little tiny ass took off like a rocket.
What is Aaron doing? What is Aaron doing? Like, he's meticulously updating the scoreboard still. Like, what are you, like, this is, nothing matters less. Nothing matters less. This is the least popular segment on the least watched show in this sector.
Get to go find Santa Claus. So that's the problem with today. Like, kids watch, like, TV shows and everything. Santa Claus is more than just, like, a story thing. It's like a character, like, they've seen him before.
That's the thing with kids today. They watch TV and they've seen Santa before. He's like a character that they want to meet. Hasn't that been the case since the 60s and 70s? I to this day, that claymation, I mean, didn't we all, as in everyone hearing my voice right now, didn't we all grow up watching TV? Kids today have TV. I'd argue kids today don't watch TV. I mean, catch the fuck up. TV. Kids today have TV, so they've seen Santa before. So he's like a character that they know. So then they want to go to the mall and see him. Unlike in the 2000s, unlike in the 2010s, unlike in the 90s and the 80s, you, when you were a child, you didn't watch Santa on TV. He wasn't a character that you knew that you wanted to go to the mall and meet, right? That didn't happen in the 70s and 80s and 90s. Oh, wait. It's exactly the same. It's exactly the fucking same. You think this is the first generation of kids who have seen Santa on TV and want to go meet him because it's a character they know? I got to hear this breakdown again. I wonder why nobody watches this, these idiots. Hold on, now I can't click. This won't play. I'm literally clicking all over this and it won't play. Aw, snap. All right.
About one of the countries. The entire time.
We got to go back to when he's writing on the board.
The reindeer, her little tiny ass took off like a... It's making no sense because I saw him in one already. Now when he's changing the board, we get to enjoy seeing the lower half.
Talk about your weekend.
Now when he's changing the board, we get to enjoy seeing the lower half of the wardrobe. As we can see, he put as much effort in above as below. Although I can't really comment because I am wearing a t-shirt. So
classic Johnny wearing a tee.
As for this weekend, I excuse me. So this weekend I took my daughter to the Crossroads Mall. They had Santa Claus and the reindeer getting ready for pre-flight. So it was a fun thing to take the kids out there and get in line and let her see the reindeer. Although we had to deal with the fact that she was so excited to see Santa that as soon as we got done with the reindeer, her little tiny ass took off like a rocket to go find Santa Claus. So that's the problem with today. Like, kids watch, like, TV shows and everything. Santa Claus is more than just, like, a story thing. It's like a character. Like, they've seen him before. So they want to go meet him like crazy. And
unlike before, kids have seen Santa on TV now. So they want to go meet him. It's wild. It's wild.
And it is a pain in the ass for a person in a wheelchair to chase a small 6.5-year-old as she runs to meet up with a fictitious man in a red suit. So,
he's not fictitious. All right, Van.
What?
Not fictitious.
You're fictitious?
Santa's real.
No. I think the Vikings winning anymore is fictitious. I think they're going to go down like a cheap suit.
This This is going great.
I suppose it's fold like a cheap suit. Either way, we've got the board updated. Hooray for that. The Vikings on their way to disappoint their fans.
You do a show every day? No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding, buddy.
I know. I'm surprised, too. It's like, why the fuck doesn't...
Did you say they fold like a cheap suit?
Yep. That's what happens when you have brain damage and things get mixed up.
Fold?
Fold like a cheap suit is just, that's not the word.
All suits fold. You shouldn't. You should hang them.
Right.
Aaron knows he has two. I have my wedding suit, and I have my I'm in trouble with the court suit. Act accordingly.
I don't think I've heard fold like, you know what? Because it sounds like it could be a thing. Hold on. Fold.
So now we're Googling idioms. That's where we're at on the Steel Toe Morning Show. Fuck, I didn't adjust my camera or update the board. And I wonder if fold like a cheap suit is an idiom.
Like a cheap... Oh, wait a minute. It is a phrase.
Whoa! Big if true. Hit the like button. We're getting to the bottom of it here.
Ha.
Fold like a cheap...
Whoa, this is a thing, guys.
Suit to give up easily. All right. Fold like a cheap suit.
All right.
What can I say? I'm just a really old-timey fuck.
Because...
Hey. When you're right, you're right. We got to the bottom of it.
Like, expensive suits are made of...
Idioms on the nines. Oh, God. Oh, my fucking God.
Stiffer.
And you wouldn't fold those. Like you said, you should hang them.
They've got
it's a cheap suit. Okay.
Fold like a cheap suit. I suppose. All right. Well, I'm the fucking asshole. I got so excited to shit on you.
I know.
That I shit on you for something you know. What I'm trying to say is you got to pick your spots.
Why is Aaron constantly on his phone during the show? Is it just his ADD, or does he think this is like a vital component of a pro show? I don't pick up my phone during a show, generally. Like, unless something's really popping off, I don't... Calls and stuff, like, I don't even see them. Aaron is constantly on his phone, constantly distracted by reading the chat. You wonder, like... I wonder how much of his brain power is occupied by that stuff and how much he's actually just autopiloting the show.
That's what it is. You got to pick your spots. Okay, so I got that.
Did he just go the long way to look at the board? I'm not. You couldn't make this up if you tried. Did he just turn around the long way to look at his own board?
That's what it is. You got to pick your spots. Okay, so.
It'd be like if I wanted to look at this hat, and I was like, okay, so I got a hat back there. I can't. Some of the stuff, if you don't catch it. Come on.
That's what it is.
He took the scenic route to checking his own board.
You got to pick your spots. Okay, so.
Where's that board again?
That fixed up nice.
And then he turns the other way, like, oh, right, it's over here. Oh, right. I forgot where the board was.
Kings 23, Titans 13, Vikings are 8-2. Nailed it.
So now he's reading what he just wrote, and he's proud of himself, and then he gives himself a verbal high five. Nailed it. I copied the Vikings record down correctly. Nailed it.
I got that fixed up nice. Vikings 23.
Again, is there even a V? Does anybody... I got it all fixed up nice. Ikings. I-rings 23. Like, there's not even a V on Vikings. Adair, I got it all fixed up and nicey-nice. This is after he's finished. He's done. He's like, look at it. I got it all fixed up nicey-nice. You see what I did? Ikings.
You're going to like the way you look.
You're going to like the way you look.
Titans 13, Vikings are 8-2. Nailed it. Fucking nailed it. Look at that board.
It's the small victories, really. It really is the tiny wins. By the way, where are we on the goal? Is it worth flipping over?
All updated. Welcome to the show, everybody. I forgot my...
We're 4 minutes in, and the board's updated. The cameras are settled. He's rolling up his sleeves. Johnny's told us why kids today are into Santa, unlike before, previous generations.
My Vikings wristband.
Fuck.
Everybody. I forgot my Vikings wristband. Fuck.
Fuck.
God damn it, man.
Fuck. Fuck.
Now they're going to lose. It's all
dude, your fault. I didn't have my hoodie on when the music was playing. I had to run and put my hoodie on.
I didn't have my hoodie on when the music was playing.
I didn't have the board updated.
So now what are we doing? Recapping your inabilities? What are we doing? You're hammering at home how lazy and unprepared you are. What is this segment called? Stuff I didn't do right? Guys, I wasn't wearing clothes. My little button was out. The board wasn't updated. Gah! I don't have my bracelet on. Ugh! I hand washed my metal straw. Ugh! Duh! Gah! The board isn't updated.
God damn it, man.
Now they're going to lose. It's all
dude,
your fault.
Dude, I didn't have my hoodie on when the music was playing. I had to run and put my hoodie on.
Duh!
I didn't have the board updated.
Bah!
And I was sitting here like a fat dick for a good 15 minutes with
gah,
nothing to do.
Gah. Brr. Kerr.
Before the
well,
show
you need
started.
That, you need that 5 to 10 of just zoning the fuck out before the show.
I need 5 to 10. Anybody fucking bothers me.
Are we starting to see how this man could physically abuse a woman?
5 to 10 minutes before the show, they've got to die. They've got to die. I've got to...
If you fuck with me 5 to 10 minutes before the show, you got to die.
I still think that this show would be better if I was on it, no big deal. Jing's Army Lives Ranch Dressing for Din Din.
Ranch dressing for Din Din.
As a conservative Christian trad wife, I reject the degeneracies of Steel Toe and the Quover. Aaron is despicable despite his confessions. Now watch me as I make my man milkers flop around for cash.
I've had my man milkers since I was 4. My flabby flappers fly around when I do wheelies on my go-go bike. Oops, I poop my pants.
He's 1:30 away for overtime.
If the goal gets hit, you can do the extra half hour.
We're live now.
That it'll take off from the time mode from the election nap scandal. It's no scandal. All right, guys, we're offering an hour of overtime today. We need to hit these goals.
We need
it. It's imperative that Steel Toe knocks out these goals and stays paying its bills and knocks it out. You guys have been doing this for 4 years. I appreciate you so much. Let's all team up and throw in some money in these next 5 minutes. At the very least, let's get under 50 so we have a fighting chance at getting some overtime today.
I'm so glad he doesn't spurg out about money anymore.
And let's knock out this 130. And get it crushed. Thanks, MSO. I really appreciate when people actively in my own chat root against and want me to go out of business. It's really nice of you, bud. Appreciate it. All right, guys. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Steel Toe Media Inc. on Venmo. Rumble rants, super chats. Here we go.
Here we go.
5 minutes away.
Here we go.
Let's throw in. We can do this. I love you guys. You're the absolute best.
He says, I love you now when he's panicking. It's so good. You can measure it. It's like a new catchphrase. He says, I love you so much now. It's so funny.
Off the gold. Thank you.
I love you
so
guys.
Much for that $9.99. Every single dollar helps to keep this show on the air.
Let's see.
Co-hosted, hosted, all of that stuff.
$130.
$120.
Oh, okay, he's counting it all. He's counting full donations now. He's desperate.
PayPal and the Venmo, all of it goes towards this program. Thank you very much. Keep her going.
I love you.
Let's do this.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Done.
I love you guys.
Buddy teaming up. Buffalo Jockey with a 10 over on Rumble. 115 away.
I love you. Okay, he only counted that one as 5. He only counted that 10 as 5.
We're offering 1 hour of overtime today, but Buffalo Jockey with his $10 does say go Lions, which... as a Vikings fan, is extremely hurtful. Thank you guys very much for your contributions. Keep it up. 4 minutes away from either doing overtime or missing today's
game. Gotta figure out how to make money on this. I really want to.
Become a whale. Throw in a bunch of fake donos over on PayPal or Venmo, and let's get this thing taken care of. 115 away. Three and a half minutes to go. Everybody throwing in. Everybody keeping the toe employed, basically. All right, little over 3 minutes left. There's the links in the chat. $115. You guys can do it. Everybody team up. We need everybody, though. It's not going to be one or two people. We need everybody chipping in.
Uh-oh, hand
dig
in
the deep.
Uh-oh.
Keep steel toe on the air. We appreciate all of your contributions. All right, 3 minutes to go. 115 away.
By the way, I can't thank you enough. We hit Steel Toe's goal about 30 minutes into the show, so thank you guys very much.
See what we can do. Started off pretty solid, and now our rally stalled a little bit, but boy, do we need this. We need to win.
We're right there. We can get this. We can
you guys believe he doesn't beg anymore or worry about the goal live?
That's what keeps the toe moving forward. Streamlabs, PayPal, Super Chats, Rumble Rants. About 2 minutes left. Can you help us out? There we go. Buffalo Jockey with another $5 says, why does Johnny look like your healthier little brother? That's very offensive to me.
I look healthy.
Healthier.
Holy shit.
Little brother.
If you mean fatter, I've gained too much weight.
Somebody said
they haven't gained any. I was counting on that, and it didn't work out.
Somebody said they were close to me. All right, guys, $110 away from today's goal. Let's do it. Let's go. Let's go. We've got a little over a minute and a half left. I love you guys. I believe
I love
in you
guys.
I think you can do it.
I love
I'm
you.
I'm not going to sit here and say,
I love you.
Poor us. Man, if we fail.
I love you guys.
But I think we've got more
I
left
think we
to do.
Got it.
I think
you got this. I believe
here.
In you
Thank
got
you very
this.
Much to Fauci's
I love you guys.
Membership. Front Porch Conservative with
I love you guys.
Where's panties with $10. $199 from Pakistan. Oh my God.
I
that
love
puts
you
us
guys.
$95 away from knocking it out. We're into the double digits. You guys can do this. Everybody throw
Come
in
on.
A couple of bucks. We're rallying now. We're rallying,
we're rallying
now.
Baby.
We've got 1.5
we're
minutes
rally,
to go.
Baby.
1 hour
we're
of overtime
rally,
if we
baby.
Knock this thing out. Let's go, baby. Let's
Woo!
Go. Streamlabs, PayPal, Venmo, Super Chats, Rumble Rants, $2 from Ghost of Speed. I can't put that one up there, Ghost of Speed, but I appreciate the defense. That's very nice of you.
Yes.
All right, Anonymous, do not read my name on live stream. Thank you very much for the $25 in the fake donation.
The biggest donations. Anonymous, don't read my name. Okay, I won't, but $25, that's going to be...
$25 away from today's goal. Just $25 away from... from getting inside of that $50. Adam Simon giving a membership. Optic Nerve with $2.
Totally.
Says get it. $65
Fuck
away
yeah.
from today's goal. 30 seconds
yes.
left. And just $65
Whoa.
Away. You guys are rallying like crazy. And everybody's throwing
yeah.
in.
Everyone's
this
throwing
This is awesome.
In.
Keep
this
it going.
Is, I love you
Mitchell
guys.
Mitchell with $20. Thank
I
you to
love
Mitchell
you.
For the 20. So we are going to do overtime.
Yes.
$20 from
Fuck,
Buffalo
yeah.
Jockey.
$30 away from
again. None of this is coming in on.
Holy shit, guys, keep it coming.
Nothing coming in here.
Oh my goodness!
Like where?
Oh, I'm sorry. Buffalo Jockey said fake dono.
Oh, I'm sorry. So
sorry,
that one
about
was
that.
Real. Should we count it?
Sorry about that, Buffalo Jockey. All right, $30 away from beating today's goal.
On the phone.
That means that you guys get your overtime, but we got to knock out that last 30 while we do it. Crowder wears panties with $5. He writes, come. Where? $25.
Somebody feeling peckish?
Away from today. It's getting close to lunchtime, am I
right? Am I right? Am I right? Things are getting wild over here at the toe. I mean, this guy's so worried. He's so glued to the fucking chat. Look at him. Am I right? It's almost lunchtime over here. Am I right? Anyway, back to the beginning of the show.
Murder them. Because I just need to sit here for a good 5 or 10 minutes with literally nothing to do. And just
clear his brain out.
That's it. Stare and then get the show started. So I had...
just stare with dead eyes and then get the show going.
I had a mild panic attack. Not panic attack, like full-on panic attack, but like a mild...
Listen to this. Again, how can he ever can claim to be a winner and like doing well and how a woman can put his dick in her mouth when he says things like this? Again, this is out loud 5 minutes into his show.
Had a mild panic attack, not panic attack, like full-on panic attack, but like a mild, negative, panicky feeling when I woke up this morning.
Why?
This happens to me a lot.
This happens to me a lot. I wake up in the morning with a mild panic attack. This happens to me a lot.
I just went goals.
This is a guy who tells you when I leave the studio, I'm done with the show. This isn't my real life. Meanwhile, he does a morning show, a night show, prep in between, constantly checking for donations all day long. And this isn't the first time he's admitted he doesn't sleep well because of goals. So now he's going to tell you, I wake up every morning with a mini panic attack. Goals.
When I woke up this morning,
goals. This happens to me a lot. I just went goals. His head pops off the pillow. Cheep, 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 cheep. Goals. Oh, fuck. Goals. This happens to me a lot.
Not panic attack, like full-on panic attack, but like a mild, negative, panicky feeling when I woke up this morning. This happens to me a lot. I just went goals. I just went, all right, it's the beginning of the week. You're going to be about full for Monday's goal. You got $10 in to Monday.
We had $10 into Monday.
So I woke up and I went, love doing the show.
Chat, are you believing it? Are you believing it? I love doing the show. I love it. It's a good show. That's the face of a guy who loves doing a show. This is the face of a guy who loves doing the show. I love doing the show. The show's great. I really love it. I love doing the show. The show's good.
Say it again.
One more time, like you mean it, though.
To Monday. So I woke up and I went,
hold on, what? Just
then. To Monday. So I woke up and I went, love doing the show.
That's the face.
his it automatically goes to when he says, "I love doing the show."
To Monday. So I woke up and I went, "Love doing the show. Big fan of my show."
"I'm a big fan of my show. I love doing the show. I'm a big fan of my show." Who is this for? Who is this for? "I love doing my show. I'm a big fan of my show." He's asking us. It's not even like definitive statements. "I love doing my show. I'm a big fan of my show." "I love doing my show. I'm a big fan of my show."
It's the beginning of the week. You're going to be about full for the for Monday's go. You got 10 bucks in.
You got this.
To Monday. So I woke up and I went, "Love doing the show. Big fan of my show. Got lots of stuff to talk about." I mean, it was a weekend full of fights and news and all this stuff going on. There's plenty. I got two shows.
I got two shows. I could buy a show next to Carl's show if I wanted to.
Ready to go for today. Morning and evening. That doesn't even count the shit that's going to happen today. But I,
huh?
I just thought, like I always do, you know, I've been the guy who's been in charge of, you know, making the expenditures and the incomes match for 4 years now. It'll be 4 years on Black Friday.
Again, the only expenditure this show has is Aaron's salary. Just a quick reminder that what Aaron's stressing about paying is his own salary. When he speaks in terms of in the red and the black, it means like, guys, if you don't give me another $150 today, I won't be able to give myself $125,000 a year salary. That's how life and death this is.
Okay. Which I guess means I should do a show on Black Friday. I should do the anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
No goal or anything on Friday, but just like in like a
right.
It's our fourth year, and like. Mm-hmm.
Can you believe that he's setting up another anniversary? Now, in August, it was the 10th anniversary of Steel Toe. This week, it's the 4th anniversary of the streaming version of Steel Toe. 4 years since he's been keeping this thing afloat with your donations. There's always something to celebrate at Steel Toe. It's the last goal of the week. It's the first night goal of the week. It's the last night goal of the week to keep the streak alive of Matt. It's the Thursday mornings, and it's the anniversary of the first time we last missed a goal. It's like, what? There's always a big event coming up at Steel Toe, and this week it's the 4th anniversary of them live streaming, and you need to donate for that.
This weekend, I was thinking about the 4 year, and I was thinking about all of that stuff.
All of what? You said it. You've been doing this 4 years. What else? All of what? What else does that entail? You've been doing this 4 years and just all of that. Oh, okay.
And I had like a mini mild panic attack.
If I'm struggling this much 4 years in, what if I can't do this? What if I can't do... Hey, I've been doing this 20 years without any radio salary help. I don't wake up worried at all. My head never pops off the pillow and I wonder where my bills are and my goals are and I have a mini panic attack. That never happens. I wake up, I hug my dog, I have an Egg McMuffin, I go get the paper. Imagine going to get the paper.
Thinking about where this thing started, where.
Why? Are you on your deathbed? I wake up, I'm thinking about where this started, where it's going.
It's gone. Where, it
where it's gone.
Ended up and all that. And I went, fuck, man. Like, I gotta, you know, we gotta change the story.
When does that happen? You said a year ago you can't keep doing this. You said a year ago this model's untenable. You and April were like, we gotta get back to radio. And again, you're asking this radio company for 36 grand a year, 36,000 a year. You don't want that public and you won't address it, but that's what you're asking for. Is it not? Is it not? Are you not asking KNSI for $3,000 a month, you pathetic wannabe good dad? You tell your audience that you're on the precipice, you need money, you're struggling, you're having panic attacks, and meanwhile, $3,000 from a radio station every month is going to save your show? Yikes. Yikes. Painkiller gives me more than that every month. Got him? Confirmed.
At some point here, because I'm happy. I love doing the show. The show's, you know, it's as good as it ever was, but like the being in charge part, like at first
he wants a job. He hates this. You know why? Do you know, this is 100% real. Aaron has to reconcile how much he sucks with how much struggling he's doing financially when he's in charge. He wants to be given 36 grand a year to sit in a room and go, la, 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 I'm number one. I'm the best. Again, he's delusional. He was never number one. We have the ratings. Guess what? Nielsen keeps track of this stuff. All the broadcast ratings are available. You were number four when you got fired. Number one, what world are you in? So you want to sit in a fucking windowless room and yell to nobody, not receive any valid feedback, and that shields your ego from the public and from any criticism, so you don't have to deal with it. But you know what it is? It's not that you don't like... First of all, you have no business knowledge. You have no sales knowledge. You don't have any marketing knowledge. You don't know anything about finances or any of this shit. And you have no ideas for promotion. You have no fucking ideas when it comes to your own show. Your own 10th anniversary show was such a clusterfuck, you didn't bother hitting record. You knew it was a disaster. You know you're a failure. And you know your head's just rattling around empty. You know that. So of course you'd rather have a company print bumper stickers for you, tell you where your live remotes are going to be, schedule everything, sell the ads, do the program, lay it all out. You show up, go in a windowless room where you don't have to face reality. It's literally a cone of silence, where you get to just spit your horseshit into a microphone, tell yourself you're number one in the demo, even though it's all fucking lies. But when you're in charge, when you're a businessman, when you're the general manager, when you have to deal with the business part, you have to keep telling yourself you're number one, you're the best, you're the most talented guy, and you get to see the finances go. How is this happening? I'm number one. Why aren't we making any money? I'm the best. And you have to reconcile that in your mentally ill brain. So why don't you like the business part? Oh, because you suck. You suck. People who make a ton of money love the business part. I never, ever, ever turn on Shark Tank and see Mark Cuban sitting there going like, I just want to shoot hoops. I hate the business part. No, he likes the business part because he's fucking killing it. He's crushing it. You're struggling. So you'd rather not see the finances. You'd rather collect your $3,000 a month and tell yourself you're number one. I'm number one. Anyway, I get paid the same no matter what. I'm number one. Tell us again why you don't like the business part.
Like, I'm happy. I love doing the show. The show's, you know, it's as good as it ever was. But like the being in charge part, like at first I kind of liked it. I fucking hate it.
Back when you were making $20,000 a month, you loved it, right? I love the being in charge part. We're hiring April. We're putting April on the air. Yeah, those were all bad ideas. Financially, for the trajectory of the show, for the brand. Horrible ideas. You wrecked this company. You know what it is? Like, really, when you look at it, you wrecked Steel Toe. The minute you were in charge of Steel Toe, you fucked it up. That's all. That is actually true. When you were at a radio station, you got your check, you made your money, you went home. The minute you were in charge, you're like, what if I bring a little fuck bunny in here to play with and just start fucking up my own show? And then you did. You hired an awful person. You wasted the company's money, and then you stopped trying and drove the show into the ground because you got involved in drugs and a polycule and thought you were better than everybody else and you could just coast. You can't. You're finding out you can't. That's why you're going, like, in the beginning, I liked it when it was all about, like, hiring fuck girls.
It was, you know, as good as it ever was, but, like, the being in charge part, like, at first I kind of liked it. I fucking hate it now. I hate that part. I hate the money part.
I hate the money part. Yeah, because there's no money. Because there's no money. Again, no, I've never once seen Kevin O'Leary hate the money part.
I've kind of become a hippie where I'm like, I wish the world didn't run on money.
Because you don't have any. It's just, you're the same as every fucking college kid out there protesting the billionaires. Because you're all losers with no money. Sounds good. I'm not a billionaire. I'd like more. Yeah, fuck the billionaires. Tax the rich. Eat the rich. Yeah, you're dumb. You're dumb. One day you'll make money, and then you'll be like, hey, why are they taking all my money and giving it to poor, lazy, uninformed idiots? Oh, because you started this?
It's funny, like, when you need a lot of it, you know, the more you get...
And you have to know this is related to, like, whatever he's trying to get going with his lawyer, and, you know, they're coming after Melton and Ricada, and so he's going broke again. The credit cards are going to be charged up.
The more you need, you know, the whole rat.
Let him explain to you how, like, money's cool until you, like, need it.
I fucking hate it now. I hate that. I hate the money part. I've kind of become a hippie where I'm like, I wish the world didn't run on money. It's funny, like, when you need a lot of it, you know, the more you get, the more you need. You know, the whole rat race thing where you're like, you know, it makes you go, like, how the fuck, when I was making, like, no money.
Oh no. Oh, this feel, you can feel how real this is. Like, it just got real. Like, I feel the heaviness of this. Like, this is an actual breakdown of a man who's broke.
You know, the whole rat race thing where you're like, you know, it makes you go, like,
oh no.
How the fuck, when I was making, like, no money in radio back in my 20s or something, I still had money. Like, I still, you know, I was happy and all that.
He's not happy. He's literally saying he's not happy. Listen to this.
I was making, like, no money in radio back in my 20s or something. I still had money. Like, I still, you know, I was happy and all that.
And then he does the face after that.
Money. Like, I still... You know, I was happy and all that.
Watch it. Watch this. Watch. He makes the face after saying I was happy. Uh, 37 years old. I used to be happy doing this.
I was making, like, no money in radio back in my 20s or something. I still had money. Like, I still, you know, I was happy.
that one gets me. I was happy. I used to be happy.
And all that. And
then inflation happened. A couple of times.
Not even, it's, you know, yeah, I guess that's part of it. But then also just the being.
Then inflation happened. These guys are still blaming everything on inflation. Again, you know, thank you for contributing and proving him wrong. Here's Reels with 10 gifted members. Where's the inflation? Where's the inflation? I don't get it. I don't get it. M.A. Matlock. M.A. Mahalik. Metal straws amaze simple Minnesotans. Who would have guessed? He really likes them. James Gartner, thank you for the other 5. Wow. This is never going to end. This rain shower of good fortune for the toe.
I use toilet every day. I've been using toilet every day since I was 4 years old. I learned toilet with no potty help. Straight to the big boy bowl for me. Rock-a-tier.
You missed part of the toe begging 40310. I can't go to that. You can't do timestamps, so I don't know how you got it. You're on Rumble? So that doesn't help me at all. Thank you. Appreciate it. By the way, I didn't miss any of the toe begging. I get it. He's poor and desperate.
In charge part. You know, being in charge is great when we were just starting out. We came off a radio and people were throwing COVID checks at us. And we had
Here it is. Here's the truth. Being in charge was great when we were making money, but now I'm in charge and someone has gotten in here and made horrible financial decisions. Oh, wait, it's me. Again, what he's admitting is literally what he's doing is admitting he drove the country into the ground, or company, not country. He's literally admitting he mismanaged his company and it's failing.
But then also just the being in charge part. You know, being in charge is great when we were just starting out. We came off a radio and people were throwing COVID checks at us. And we had like 12 fucking sponsors who came from the radio and all that.
But they quit because you were doing so well. Remember the story you told yourself and us? All the sponsors left because you guys didn't need training wheels anymore. And you were off to a rocket success. You were doing so well. All your sponsors left you. That's what you told us. Now, we know that's not true. That's not how anything works. Again, is the Super Bowl ever have no sponsors because it's so big? Like, right? Right? You know how the Olympics barely ever has any sponsors because they're too large? The World Cup? No thanks. You don't need our help, World Cup. What is he talking about? Again, this guy's such a fucking loser. He's such a desperate, manipulative, pathetic loser. His children are going to know he's a fucking loser. His co-host have figured out he's a fucking loser. His wives figured out he's a fucking loser. I can't imagine how pathetic Slam Pig is. Like, I don't even know, but how pathetic to be with this guy. He's literally admitting he ran his company into the ground, and he's a sad sack of anxious worry because his business model is jack shit. Since he took over, since he lost his job, he came up with a business model that doesn't work. It's pathetic and has him begging every fucking day. He's run his company into the ground because he took the surplus that he had and blew it on a wife. He blew it on a wife. You know, God forbid his company has 50 grand in the bank. No. Hire April. If we have $50, hire April. What a loser. And now we have to hear about it? I don't like being in charge since I spent all the money irresponsibly. You fucking loser. You told us you were killing it. So much so that your sponsors left you. Sit in it. Sit in it, piggy. Sit in the mess that you made. Fuck. How is it going so well? Your wife left. 50 grand a year. That is an expense gone off the books. Matt is gone. Gino is gone. Kiki is gone. These people have not been replaced. You're saving money left and right, and yet every day, dog, every day, he's got to come on and beg. Every day, it's a new thing. Every fucking day. When does it end? Oh, I'm so sick of being in charge. Fucking pathetic.
Heel-toe, nor should they. But there's something about that isolated feeling of like, you know, like, fuck, got to hit the goal today. Fuck, got to hit the goal tomorrow. Fuck, got to hit, you know, this, that, and the other.
Isolated feeling. What do you mean? You got the whole team over at Steel Toe. You got all your co-hosts.
And then knowing that that's only your problem. It's nobody else's problem.
See, he wants to sit in a room and make $36,000. That's better than making $100,000 and having to sweat over it every day. He really would take the pay cut. He wants it. He wants the $36,000 a year.
You know, when the money was rolling in, I was flying high. Women's football jerseys, men's juicy sweatpants. I even found a lady to custom cut my hoodies to 3/4 super tight sleeves. I had it all, man.
problem. It's literally yours. So nobody gives a shit, nor should they. But it's the thing that you have to keep in the back of your mind while also going, let's have a great show. So that's kind of, as I reflect on the 4 years, I have nothing but the utmost positivity and confidence that 2025 is going to be a far better year.
Look, he doesn't even believe it. So again, you remember when the radio guy mailed him and said, you're still our guy, you're still on our radar, but just so you know, it's the hardest year ever. And Aaron took that as, yeah, that means they'll hire me next year when it's a better year. Instead of like, hey, the radio business isn't what it used to be and you should probably look for other options. Like, instead of taking that, Aaron's the same way with his own financial misgivings and his own optimistic bullshit. He's like, you know what? 4 years ago, I used to like being in charge. We were making tons of money, but now we're struggling and stuff. So I'm confident next year will be much better. Why? Like, it doesn't even make sense what you just said, you fucking idiot. It used to be great. We were making money hand over fist, but then all of our sponsors left, and now we're struggling. So I'm confident next year will be great. Why? What would happen? What's going to happen? Again, just because you don't have a wife and maybe you don't get any new felony charges, that's going to make Steel Toe good again. It's going to give you talent, make you stop wringing your hands every morning, making your hips stop hurting, you arthritic fuck.
As it were, I did not have Nick's man mustard on my lutefisk bow bun, if you will. The Vikings are 82.
For Steel Toe, than 2024 was, and a much better year for me as a person than 2024 was.
Look at it, literally wringing his hands through this whole conversation. Don't take your fucking eyes off his hands while he, like your aunt, you know, waiting for your dad to come out of a coma. It's going to be fine. I'm ultra confident next year will be one of the best. It's like, you want to tell yourself these lies? Because you don't believe it, you self-soother.
For Steel Toe than 2024 was, and a much better year for
and
me.
And by the way, I'm sorry if your dad is in a coma and your aunt ever did. I just made up that scenario. I think it was a very special episode of Roseanne.
Me as a person than 2024 was.
Look at him just massaging his hands while he lies to you with hope.
But I did what the thing that what got me started on this was I was thinking about, you know, 4 years on Black Friday is coming up. And I thought to myself, I was having this conversation in my head after I dropped the kids off yesterday, where I went, be honest with yourself.
You can call me Nanerpus, Nanerpus.
Be honest with Mooby. Come on now. Aaron, let's be honest.
In this conversation in my head after I dropped the kids off yesterday where I went...
Hold on. So he's waking up worried about the goal and money. He's driving around worried about the goal and money. Now we know why he keeps stopping at gas stations for taquito. He's stress eating and driving worried about money.
Started on this was I was thinking about, you know, 4 years on Black Friday is coming up. And I thought to myself, I was having this conversation in my head after I dropped the kids off yesterday where
yes.
I went, be honest with yourself.
Yes.
That's what I said. I said, be honest.
Be honest.
You've been honest with yourself the whole second half of this year.
You've been honest with yourself the whole second half of this year.
Your faults, all this other stuff.
He believes it. I'm not even kidding. He believes that. He thinks he's all fixed. Remember, he's going to quit therapy?
Be honest with yourself. And
he wakes up with sweaty palms over the goal, but he thinks it's all good now. God, things are so much better.
And me being honest with myself was looking at 4 years of keeping this thing on the air and going, I'm really proud of that. I'm really proud that we took a Market 200 morning radio show and the audience continues to give it money and keep us going. And then I also had to be honest with myself and go, this isn't going great. Like it's surviving and the show
is
quality.
Is it going well?
Right. The show quality is good.
The show quality is good. The show quality is good. I don't know what's going wrong. I mean, I've never been more proud of what we're doing. Did you see me eat the dog treats?
An obese man, a disgusting man who could barely stand up, a man who...
If you don't know this, this is one of the best monologues ever.
Saw him on the street, you'd point him out to your friends so that they could join you in mocking him. A man who, if you saw him while you were eating, you wouldn't be able to finish your meal.
It's so good, the new Pixar voice.
An obese man, a disgusting man who could barely stand up, a man who, if you saw him on the street, you'd point him out to your friends so that they could join you in mocking him. A man who, if you saw him while you were eating, you wouldn't be able to finish your meal.
We still do a good show, but...
Like, here, again, I love it in the middle of it. It's like, we got to be honest with ourselves. Like, look, I've been honest... I'm dramatically honest. I'm one of the most honest. And I was like telling myself, you got to be honest, you know? The money's not coming in. It's not going great. Now, look, you're still the most talented guy. The show's still amazing. You do really good content. You do one of the best shows. But let's be honest. I love how during that one little period we're not being honest. I'm proud of the shows. The content is great. We really do. I'm one of the funniest. But if I'm being honest, it's like, go on. And then look at him. Like, again, a guy telling the truth can't contort his body into this. Like, a guy who's telling the truth will never be doing this. It's just, like, if you ever see me doing that, you know I'm lying. And we're honestly one of the best shows, if I'm honest with myself. We're one of the best. Like, okay, Noodleman. Okay, Noodleman. You can't do this and tell the truth. Your body won't allow it. It's not. Like, so go on and be honest again, I guess. While making two autistic claws about it. Fuck. Go on. Tell us how it all. We're waiting.
Like it's surviving, and the show
is
quality
it going well.
Right, the show quality is good. I'm still very good at this.
This all started with, I've got to be honest. The show quality is very good. I'm still very good, but I guess the audience sucks now, and inflation.
Show
is
quality
it going well.
Right, the show quality is good. I'm still very good at this. We still do a good show, but I was.
But something's changed. I mean, I'm better than I've ever been. So I don't know what the fuck's going on with everything else.
It's like this isn't like. There's nothing about barely steel toe barely hanging on by its teeth where you're like, this is good. It has to get better.
It has to, mister.
It has to improve. Now, the good news...
How could it improve if you're very good at this and the show's awesome? How could it get better?
...of that is 2024 saw us with our biggest audiences.
And your lowest numbers money-wise. Again, this isn't clicking for him. That people aren't... they're not fans. The people watching aren't fans. We're all laughing at you. He's like, no, that can't be it. We're bigger than we've ever been. We're killing it. All these tiny shows that follow us.
Which,
yeah,
is good. But
can we talk about the reasons?
But the reasons. Look, the reasons why we had our biggest audiences were bad. But we hung on to enough of those people. That bump is gone. It's been gone for months.
The past 2 weeks, he said he has the biggest audiences currently than he's ever had. 2 weeks ago, he said we have the biggest numbers we've ever done. We're getting bigger than we've ever been. Now he's saying those bumps are gone? Well, which is it? I really can't keep up.
Yeah.
But still, we're sitting between 900 and 1,000 people live. In the mornings.
I this is live now, okay? And he's got 360 people watching. This is live right now. He's got 360 people. This guy's delusional. Yeah, but we have 1,300 on Rumble. Right.
And now 500 live in the evenings, where it used to be 750 and 350. So it has bumped up quite a bit. The audience is bigger.
He thinks he gets 500 watching in the evening. I mean, it's all lies. This is all verifiable lies. These are numbers. You can go check at any time. So, like, this is just, again, it's for his people in his bubble who don't venture outside to fact check shit.
But, yeah, going into the fifth year of doing this online, I'm hoping for more growth. I'm hoping, you know, shit gets, you know, we get untangled from 2024.
So he's not going to change anything. He wants everything to get better. He hopes it changes. He hopes shit untangles. He hopes the money improves. He hasn't said one thing he's going to do to make any of that happen. He just hopes. You know, I hope we make money.
Professionally and personally.
I can't sit around and hope to make money. I need it. I need it. I lean in and I tell my pay pigs once, and I tell them once, good. If you haven't donated today, I know who you are. I see you in the chat. And if you haven't given me money today, And then they do it. And then I never mention it again. That's how I get all my money. You just tell them once. You tell them for real. Like, hey, don't make me. You know what could happen.
But also, I'm just kind of hoping that that
get
I
get rid of that boat anchor named Crutches.
Well, I just want to, like, myself personally.
Does,
like,
it make sense that he's still worried about money? Like being honest, Kiki's gone, Gino's gone, April's gone, Matt's gone. He's never been saving more money. How is he in such dire straits? How's he so hurt all the time? You know. Edinburgh Mikey says, I want a Noodleman shirt. A Noodleman shirt.
For your information, Melton Steel Topaz, it's ISO 9000 review.
I do am ISO 9000 compliant.
Hold on. For your information, Melton Steel Topaz, it's ISO 9000 review. There's a better way to say that. You're just trying to get me to say ISO. Because isn't that that guy's name with the stuff? Captain Hook, thanks for becoming a new member. We did scare Sweaty Tryhard into throwing five memberships into the show, so thank you very much. And I think we got Beloved Chatter to do a little super sticker as well. We never get him. We never get him. So we got him?
As the guy in charge, I just want to do a better job of handling what really is everyday stress for every human being walking the earth. Like, it's not anything that's special.
Look at him lie to himself. Even he knows he's so full of shit. Thank you, Captain Hook, for the $2. Appreciated. Oh, God, we're doing the 99 cent thing again. Watch him, like, got any gum?
Stress for every human being walking the earth. Like, it's not anything that's special.
Everyone wakes up every morning and worries about the goal.
To me, so to speak. So, now, yeah.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Anything that's special to me, so to speak. So,
watch this one. Watch this one. This is one of the best of the day. Trust the Gordon's fisherman. Watch this one. Oh, baby. Grandpa forgot his dentures. Is he missing teeth? Is he missing teeth? Like, it just kind of stops. Does he have a flipper in, like those little pageant girls? This guy's 37, dog. This guy's 37, dog. Ah. Oh. I love that. I love that.
Not anything that's special to me, so to speak. So now, yeah, that I didn't expect to talk about that today. I didn't expect
to have a complete breakdown in the first hour of the show, but oh yeah, I guess we did. I guess we did.
Expect that to come out. But when something bothers me, it's just, especially when it comes to doing a show, out with time. It. So I woke up today and I was thinking, I'm really stressing out about.
We heard you. Are you going to tell it all again?
The goal. And I had this weird feeling like I'm not going to be good enough to hit it.
I love that his internal monologue is critiquing himself. It's not even like a prediction of the outcome. Like, I have a feeling we're not going to hit the goal today. No, it's, I have a feeling I'm not going to be good enough. I have a feeling I'm not going to be good enough to hit the goal today. He said that out really loud.
Stressing out about the goal. And I had this weird feeling like I'm not going to be good enough to.
And then Slampiece told me, of course you are. What are you talking about? You're the number 4 radio man in the number 185th market 5 years ago. Of course you're good enough. Of course you're fucking good enough. Spit that out of your mouth, that thought. I'm not good enough. You're Mooby. You're Mooby. You're good enough, goddamn it. You're good enough. Never say that again about yourself. Addicted to Ubiquity, thank you for the super sticker. Bubble Popper 24 busted. Sorry I didn't donate today. See? We're getting to the bottom of this. KB's failed career kicking in a super sticker along with Crispy Cracker and Chicken Boy. Zool McCool says, you saw right through me, Melton. I feel so guilty. They get it. They get it. Let's check in with Pigsaw.
A woman so ugly on the inside, she couldn't bear to go on living if she couldn't be beautiful on the outside. A drug dealer, a drug dealing peddlerist, actually. And let's not forget the disease spreading whore.
This is a good movie.
Only in a world this shitty could you even try to say these were innocent people and keep a straight face.
Yeah, this is me and my friends used to memorize this monologue in high school. This is the Kevin Spacey monologue when he's in the back of the car while they're riding out to get the wife's head in the box. Just the head in the box. Speaking of law, look at this fella. Really? Is this a confirmed Ricardo law? Let me check. Oh, it is. Okay. I don't want fake ones. Remember, his bills and legal issues have nothing to do with this. He is an employee. Aaron isn't struggling. Steel Toe is. Somehow a zero overhead show is struggling. Right. Well, again, like I said, the only bill he's struggling to meet is his exorbitant salary. It's just insane how much money he wants to earn and needs to earn. And then tells Johnny Johnny might have to take a delay in payment because we're not hitting goals. It's like, what?
You just have those weird feelings sometimes. And I just thought I'd throw that out at you. So what I did this morning was I said, all right, if we do overtime today, it's an hour of overtime.
Okay.
You know, I'm just doing an hour of overtime today. Kind of a thank you to the audience.
A thank you to the audience.
And I think next week for the 4-year anniversary of us, going internet only, I think every show, the overtime will be an extra hour.
Now, remember when they went internet only, they were like, fuck radio. This is new. We're moving up bigger and better. Unrestrained, unrestricted, unlimited, untapped market. We're going to kill this shit. And now he's like, please. Please get me back to radio for $36,000 a year.
If we hit next week, every show will be. So thank you, guys.
Wringing his hands again. Nervous as fuck.
I appreciate
it. Look at that. Like, literally, he has arthritis. I think you're right. I've never seen any young guy just constantly complain about their hips hurting and massaging their hands like this.
Guys keeping us alive, and I guess what I'm trying to say is, keep keeping us alive, and I'll.
Okay. Sounds like a deal. PlayStation Portable, thank you for the super sticker. Ali Drew, thanks for the super sticker. And Zach Wit, what is it? Jack Wit, wait, side.
I use toilet every day. I've been using toilet every day since I was 4 years old. I learned toilet with no potty help. Straight to the big boy bowl for me.
All right, we're going to do a palate cleanser. I stole this from Vinny and Carl from The Creep Off, okay? Again, I love watching these body cam videos. I really love them. And I want to do quick, funny body cam videos. I love these as palate cleansers. They're great. This is a video that was on The Creep Off. If you don't watch The Creep Off, I understand. Nobody does. But this guy gets pulled over. This is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. This guy gets pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt. And as soon as he gets pulled over, he does the thing. He puts the seat, you know, he reaches up and covertly puts the seatbelt on. And people think the cops cannot see you do this. You're going to outsmart the cops every time, of course. That never works out. And what entails is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. From an adult grown man.
On July 1st, 2022.
This is Code Blue Cam is the channel.
Racine County Sheriff's deputies observed the driver of a vehicle not wearing his seatbelt in Raymond, Wisconsin. As part of the sheriff's office Click It or Ticket campaign, a traffic stop was initiated. As the deputies were pulling him over, they observed the 36-year-old male driver.
So Aaron Emholt, aged guy, 36 years old.
Hastily putting on his seatbelt.
Looks like today, gentlemen.
Oh, he's eating it. See that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you going to point at me? 5-3 Wisconsin traffic. Southbound G on-ramp.
So both of the cops saw him putting on his seatbelt as he pulled over.
Ortiz with the Racine County Sheriff's Office, stop because your seatbelt isn't on, and we're actually out. You put it on when we're pulling up behind you. I watched you.
That's not true.
And he looked
your body was fully leaned forward, sir, when you took the turn on.
I watched you put it on. We're not going to argue about a $10 seatbelt ticket.
Hey, it's right here.
Okay, driver's license and insurance.
So the guy's saying, my seatbelt's on. It's right here. And they're telling him, like, dude, it's a $10 ticket. We're not going to argue with you. It's a $10 ticket. Now, look, the wife is looking away. She's embarrassed. She knows he put the seatbelt on late. But he wants to argue for no reason. Again, this isn't, you don't need to do this.
I'm not giving you nothing. It's not
driver's license and insurance, sir.
I'm not giving you nothing. And he just keeps showing the seatbelt.
You're going to make this more difficult than it has to be. Your driver's license and insurance, sir.
Do you see this?
Sir, do you want to be forcibly removed from the vehicle?
We're not wearing a seatbelt. That's not true. I have this on.
Driver's license and insurance, sir.
Are you planning on killing us today?
No, you're not going to kill you, okay?
I'm an American. I have my seatbelt.
Well, that's great.
Are you planning on killing us today? Are you planning on killing us today? I'm an American. Okay.
No, okay? You were not wearing a seatbelt when you drove past me.
And by the way, look at this wife. Look at this embarrassed wife. And she is a barrel of a bitch, you know? She might be pregnant. It's hard to tell. That could be a number 6 meal. I don't know. But either way, she's embarrassed. She's looking away. She's got her piggy sunglasses on. They're falling off her face. It's, you know, there's no definite. Her whole face is just a cliff. A flat. It's...
We saw you putting it on while we were behind you. You can argue this all day long and make this even worse for yourself. Otherwise, just give us your ID and the insurance, sir.
What do you want, my money?
Driver's license and insurance, sir.
I like your glasses.
You're making a big driver.
I like your glasses. So this guy's just fucking around now.
Driver's license and insurance, sir. You're making a bigger deal out of this than it has to be.
For my seatbelt?
Yes.
And he just keeps holding the seatbelt?
Yep.
Why have my seatbelt?
You have a traffic
on,
violation. Your seatbelt was not on, sir, so can you have your driver's license and insurance?
Would your body camera have my seatbelt on? They're running, right?
Abruptly, he became erratic and started to destroy his possessions.
You watch this. You've never seen an adult man throw a tantrum like you're going to see. It's fucking insane.
Such as his sunglasses and the money in his wallet.
I want to see them beep them, though.
Because I watched you put them on, sir. Now, please put them on, or I'm going to ask you to step out of the vehicle. And when I do so, that's a lawful order. And if I have to, I can forcibly remove you from the vehicle, sir.
So he takes his sunglasses off his head and breaks them in a tantrum. Watch this.
And when I do so, that's a lawful order. And if I have to, I can forcibly remove you from the vehicle, sir. All right?
I broke my glasses. You like that?
Yeah.
$150 fucking glasses.
Okay. He rips his glasses off his head. He says, I broke my glasses. You like that? And they're like, sure. And he goes, $150 glasses. And they're just fucking broken now. It's like, yeah, I mean, you just did that for no reason. Like, what the fuck is going on?
And when I do so, that's a lawful order.
Like, out of nowhere, he grabs his glasses off his head, breaks them.
I have to, I can forcibly remove you from the vehicle, sir. All right?
I broke my glasses. You like that?
Yeah.
You like that? You like that, pig? You fucking pig. Speaking of pigs, hey, DK's here.
Watch a Stuart Smalley video, Noodle Man. Less focus on cummy in your tummy and more show prep woman beater.
Jesus Christ. Is that to Aaron or me? Watch a Stuart Smalley video, Noodle Man.
Watch a Stuart Smalley video, Noodle Man. Less focus on cummy in your tummy and more show prep woman beater.
$150 fucking glasses.
Well, that's your problem. Okay, you're acting like a child right now.
My money?
You're acting like a child right now. And again, this poor wife, as if she needs to be seen on a cam. You know, she's just sitting there like, my poor husband. Can you see these two fucking after this? He's like, baby, just give me a little roadhead. Stressed out. Broke my glasses.
You're acting like a child. I want your driver's license and your insurance.
Here's everything I have. Here's my money.
So he pulls out a stack of like 7 ones and he goes, here's everything I have. Here's my money. Oh, just wait.
Here's my
You're
money.
Acting like a
So he's throwing his money all over the car. Someone outside the window. It's up on the dash.
Child, sir.
Here's my card. Here's everything.
Your driver's.
He took his cards out and threw them up on the dash.
Glasses.
Oh, that's your problem. Okay, you're acting like a child right now.
My money? Here.
You're acting like a child. I want your driver.
Look at the wife. She's just.
Driver's license and your insurance.
Here's everything I have. Here's my money. Here's my
you're
money.
You're acting like a child, sir.
Here's my card. Here's everything.
Your driver's license, sir. Hand
Take
it to
money.
Me.
Take my money. Take this, too. Take it.
He's ripping the money now?
Here's my money. Here's my
You're
money.
Acting like a child, sir.
Here's my card. Here's everything.
Your driver's license, sir. Hand
Take
it to me.
Take my money. Take my money. Take this, too.
He just rips dollar bills? Like, why? That's not how they take them. It makes no sense. He's ripping dollar bills and throwing them in the air going, take my money. He's like, sir, I'm not the clerk. I don't collect the cash.
Here's everything.
Your driver's license, sir. Hand
Take
it to
my
me.
Money. Take my money. Take this, too.
Sir, you can do this online. We'll give you a QR code on the ticket. It's really not that hard. Remember, this is a $10 ticket. They've told him it's a $10 ticket, and he's doing all this.
Everything I have. Here's my money. Here's my
You're
money.
You're acting like a child, sir.
Here's my card. Here's everything.
Your driver's license, sir. Hand
Take
it to
money.
Me.
Take my money. Take this, too.
Look at his wife. She's like, why are you ripping it? Why are you ripping it? We were going to go to Carl's Jr. They're not going to take ripped dollars. Oh, man, I'm never going to get a munchie meal.
Your driver's license, sir.
You're just destroying all my stuff.
He's right? ripping every dollar in half.
Take
Your driver's license, sir.
You're just destroying all my stuff.
You're destroying all my stuff. He broke his own glasses and is ripping his own money. And he goes, you're destroying all my stuff.
You have to be something that I'm doing. Ripping up the money. I spent $500 on my fucking family.
You're accusing me stuff that I'm not doing, ripping up all my money when I spent $500 for my family. Does he have a kid in the back?
Driver's license, sir.
You're just destroying all my stuff, ruining my holiday. Yeah. You have to be a son that I'm doing. Ripping up the money. I spent $500 on my fucking family.
That's great.
I'm not even kidding. He grabs the wallet off the dash and just throws it back on the dash. He doesn't even know what he's doing. This guy is frantic.
Ripping up the money. I spent $500 on my fucking family.
That's great. Driver's license, money. Sir.
Nothing.
Stop it. Are you?
His wife is like, stop it. Stop it.
Intoxicated, sir?
Bullshit.
What kind of drugs are you on, sir?
Well, here's what you need. This too. We'll just rip that up, too.
He's literally like pulling out everything in his wallet and just ripping it in half. Like, what's going on?
What kind of drugs are you on, sir? Your driver's license.
Go get it. Take whatever you want.
I'm not going
want.
Into your vehicle, sir. Can I have your driver's license, please?
Rip all this up, too.
Look at his fucking wife now is like, has to reach with her fucking bingo wing all the way across the... Your fat wife has to calm you down and handle this. You fucking sad sack. Again, like, imagine how embarrassing this would be. This would be rough.
I hope the body cam footage from my tickets don't come out. I threw a fit just like that fat ass did.
Better get a bucket. I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, it's documented that when Aaron Imholt got pulled over for a ticket, he kept calling the cop boss. Ooh. Noodleman, is it? Yes. Thank you, New Jersey Ranger 201.
Got no down. Here, take this.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so you can take my money. Take my money.
Remain in the vehicle, sir. I'll be back take up with money. You, okay?
Look, I have my seatbelt on. You take my fucking money.
$10.
That's bullshit.
He ripped his $150 sunglasses in half over this.
It's on, and they're accusing me of something.
The sad thing is his wife knows he put it on last minute. She's got to sit there now and tape together all the dollars.
You can't ever enjoy life anymore around here without being harassed and accused of something. I have my fucking seatbelt on. If you give me a ticket, you pulled up on me, I have my seatbelt on. That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah,
$135 fucking glass, I'm going to break it. Might as well just fucking start dumping on my blood right now and give him that too.
Situation. This dude's freaking out because we stopped him for a seatbelt and he put it on when we were behind him. Like, literally freaking out. He's tearing up money and he's freaking out. So if you just want to go up there with him while I run him out real quick and issue him this citation. Freaking out. Seriously.
Because I have my seatbelt on. These people pull me over and they pull up on me.
He just keeps repeating the same thing to his wife, who knows he's lying. Because I have my seatbelt on. Because that's what they're doing to me right now. They're doing it with my seatbelt on. It's like, okay.
Seatbelt on. It's right here. I can see it. I can taste it.
I can taste it.
Do you realize how you're acting right now? Irrational.
It's upsetting to me.
Upsetting to you that you drove past me without a seatbelt on?
That's a crock of bullshit. Didn't know that. Don't give me that.
Okay.
This poor wife, you know, is still floundering around in the passenger seat, trying to dig out every... Oh, God.
He's tearing up cash in his car and throwing it all over the place.
I have my seatbelt on.
It's called a bribe.
You're giving me a ticket for my seatbelt being
on. I have your seatbelt on.
My seatbelt's on. You give me a ticket. You're taking my goddamn thing. You're giving me a ticket for my damn seatbelt on.
You do not have a seatbelt on.
My seatbelt is on. When you pull up to the stop... My seatbelt is on.
It's not on.
It was on when we pulled up because you put it on when you got on the interstate. That's not true.
Oh, my God.
That's not true. My seatbelt's on.
You're delusional.
So just arguing. Again, this is $10, and look how much arguing is going on here.
My seatbelt is on. You pulled up to the traffic stop.
Well, yeah, you had it on.
My seatbelt was on.
Hey, man.
Okay, so I'm going to skip. We're 5 minutes into this. And he sits here. You can see this. Arguing. for 5 more minutes. And then the cop brings him up his ticket. Wait till you see this. He's still grabbing it. He's still maintaining. Oh, my seatbelt's right here. I can taste it.
On. Here's your information back, all right?
My seatbelt's on.
I'm issuing you a citation for failure to wear your seatbelt.
Right. It's on. Did your body camera on? I got my seatbelt on, you know. It's
fantastic.
Been on.
I'm happy it should have been on before you left.
It was on.
So it's $10, all right?
$10 for the first. Yeah.
So now he finally heard it. It's $10, and he loses his mind. $10? That's it?
I'm happy it should have been on before you left.
It was on.
So it's $10, all right?
$10 for the first.
Yeah. And you're freaking out over $10.
$10.
Yep, because we're doing a click it or ticket campaign. That's why we're out here.
If you tape some of your money together, maybe that'll help you out with that.
If you tape some of your money together, maybe that'll help you out. And you're not going to believe how this ends. You really won't believe how this ends.
All right. Non-mandatory court date of August 11, 2022 at 2 p.m. at the Racine County Circuit Court.
You want $10, I'll give you $10.
We don't pull.
You want $10, I'll give you $10. He's still like, who thinks this is how tickets work? You pay it right here?
Respond here, all right? You have to pay on or before the court date. If you choose to pay, you pay online, in person, or by mail. Information on the bottom of the citation as well as on the bond envelope, which is self-explanatory. Okay? You have any questions?
No.
All right. Make sure you're buckled up before you leave next time.
All right. Any questions? No. Make sure you buckle up before you leave next time. Listen to this.
Sir. All right. Be safe.
You got good eyes.
Enjoy your weekend.
You got good eyes. He gives up right at the end and goes, all right, you got good eyes. This whole time, this adult is screaming and holding this thing, and I can taste it, and you guys are lying, and I got, you know, body cameras, and they got, and at the end, he lets it out. All right, you got good eyes. Holy shit.
All right, make sure you're buckled up before you leave next time, sir. All right, be safe.
You got good eyes.
Enjoy your week.
You got good eyes. I thought this was great because this kind of encapsulates Aaron Imholt. It kind of encapsulates a lot of these guys, and it's going to lead us right into our next segment with these LawTubers. They all exist in this bubble they create, and then they know it's not true, and they scream about it for 20 minutes. I had him on. Can you believe this fucking guy breaking his glasses, shredding his money, throwing it out, throwing a tantrum again at over $10, and then
seatbelt laws are tyrannical bullshit. I see men out there bowing to the stochastic terrorism of an oppressive government every day.
Did someone say semen?
Hey, Ricada, maybe focus on. You got more important things to focus on right now, right? Pay the ten. The point is. People make up this delusion, you know, he wasn't wearing the seatbelt. He knows he put the seatbelt on last minute, and he'll sit there and argue and expect his wife to co-sign his delusion, just like Aaron does when he sits next to April and says, we got the best numbers we've ever had. Our money's higher than it's ever been. Everyone sitting there knows this didn't happen. The cops know it's not true. The guy knows it's not true. The wife knows it's not true. And yet they have to go through this charade. They have to go through this, you know, complete, I can never say charade anymore. It's charade. They have to go through this little act out, even though they know it's horseshit. And then at the end to give up the ghost and say, you got good eyes. I can't. But this is how people are.
Did you gain weight? Your jowls are enormous. Mr. French was never this big. Sheesh.
Are you bigger than a guy that I know? I know another fat guy, and he was never. I know another fat guy, and he was never as big as you. Oh. Great stuff. Have you seen this? I got to talk about it. Have you seen these LawTubers? Have you seen these LawTubers? Now, look, people always make fun of Nick Ricada. And maybe he sucks. I don't know. I don't know anything about Nick Ricada, the lawyer, the lawman, the practicing. People say he can't win anything and that he's got all these lawsuits going on and he can't win them and he sucks and he's not good. Sure. I don't even know. Maybe that's the case. Are the other ones good? I know they're not. Again, I pointed out this Sean guy who was reading this list of charges for Aaron Imhol from Kayla. He had the misdemeanor charge, the felony charge. He said they were exactly the same, even though it's right there in plain text. One of them had a malicious intent kind of ascribed to it. And that was what made it a felony charge, it seemed like. But he couldn't read that. He couldn't be bothered to tell you that. These guys get the documents. They don't read them. They get the documents. They don't go over them thoroughly. They half-ass it. They're just streaming. It's like, again, like people see a lawyer doing something. Like, I guess Nick was doing the Johnny Depp thing or whatever. And people just want to, like, oh, I should do a show where I just talk shit and get super chats. And by the
do
way,
you know Mandy? Oh, Mandy. Ask me how I got catfished by a man.
Oh, God, I heard about that, too. So, look, again, are any of these lawyers sharp? I don't even know. But there's this legal mindset guy, 178,000 subscribers. I don't know where he lives. I don't know where he's out of. I don't know anything about him. But I do know that all these guys, like, let me just ask you this. If you're just going to watch a clip from a clipper, take it as fact and then start spouting out absolute horse shit, you know, wrapped inside your legal opinions and your you know, advanced, you know, law vernacular, you're going to start using buzzwords and shit to make it sound like you're educated and informed. When meanwhile, you know, fruit of the poison tree, hello, everything you're basing your opinion on is just complete horse shit because you're a lazy fuck. I'm getting sick. I'm a drunk, fat, alcoholic, pot-smoking, diabetic, lethargic, wannabe comedian. And I'm getting sick of dunking on you fucking legal dorks. I shouldn't be able to do this easy. You're like you're a serious man, right? God knows you all got all these cool suits. You're all serious men. You passed the bar. You studied so hard. Habeas corpus and whatnot. I don't even know what that means. The point is, you're serious men who want to be taken seriously. And you want to go online and give your little opinions and have people take them seriously. And you're dumber than the dumbest motherfuckers I know. Again, legal mindset, I don't know you. And I don't know half the other lawyers talking mad shit about me. And I don't care. And when I say half, I mean all. I don't give a fuck. Do your little shows. Get your little clicks. You know, run your little circles. Pretend you're knowledgeable. And fool your little clicks of people into thinking you have some sort of, like, specific insight into shit. When I'm going to show everybody you don't. You don't know anything, and you're no better than just Jake Hudson or El Horrible sitting behind a mic, dodging your day jobs like losers, just talking mad shit. It's embarrassing, actually. It's embarrassing, actually, how much I dunk on you and show that you're lying, disingenuous fucks. I shouldn't be able to do it, but here we go. Here we go. This guy did a show, Legal Mindset, on Friday. Are you ready? Or I guess Saturday, maybe. I don't know. Are you ready to hear this guy's advanced, educated, legal take? Now, again, I don't know anything about anything else he says, but watch this. Watch this. Watch this guy who takes himself super seriously, Oxford shirt, cufflinks, ties. I'm a real serious man who got a real serious education. I had to go to school so I can separate the wheat from the chaff. You got to get your official take from a guy in a suit who knows what's going on. Ready? Here we go.
Weekend. Yeah.
Sorry. All right, here we go. Legal Mindset, is it?
To a pretty criminal situation here, both with...
First of all, is that an official legal classification? This is a pretty criminal situation. Situation? Pretty criminal. All right, let's go.
Messing with data, right? Accessing data he didn't have access to. And there's a lot of different statutes he could be brought up under that. Actually, computer and identity related fraud and theft, right? Could be 18 USC 1028.
And could be this, could be that, might be this, could be that.
There's a lot of other statutes as well that deal with accessing information that you shouldn't have access to, right? So that's a whole rabbit hole. Once again, too, we are relying on that information being true and accurate, right?
Right. All right, where's the clip? Did it skip ahead? Okay, this was the clip. Ready?
Format here on Twitter. And kind of exposed that he leaked this stuff.
All right. Again, if you go by what you see and know and not what some fat comedian spouts on a show, what did he leak? We don't know what this is. We have no proof or knowledge of what this is. It resembles what he described Aaron Imholtz's history as, but we don't know anything. Now, listen, again, this is a lawyer.
And kind of exposed that he leaked this stuff. So he leaked this information. So all this kind of roots back to him leaking this information, that he accessed Aaron's search history and took a screenshot.
Now, everyone's all gotten that from me, not Nick. So it's got to be based on some sort of fact, right? Everyone is running around now saying Nick Riccata has access and is going through all this stuff. Now, again, it's all based on shit I've said. Has Nick told me to say that? No. Has he told me not to say that? No. But I love to start shit. But let's see where this guy's detailed criminal psyche comes to play with the facts that have borne out so far. Let's see how this legal mind works.
Well, we found out.
Wait, do you see? I'm not even kidding you. This is if Aaron's lawyer's like this lawyer, I can't fucking wait. Just watch this. Again, this guy's better than you and me. He's got a suit on.
From Zucchino Casino, which I'll play right here, a little clip of this. This was a clip there. This is where I got this clip. This is Alyssa clipping the casino talking about Melton. So we got.
This is Alyssa Clips. Clipping a clip of Kino Casino playing a clip. So Kino Casino edited a clip of me, plays it on his show, out of context and cut. Then Alyssa Clips puts it up, and then Legal Mindset goes there for the source. So he's three removed now from, again, the Patrick Melton show that is still up and available, and anybody can go watch. You could go right there and see what I said, but no. It's better to let fat Pigsaw cut some shit out and then let Alyssa Clips cut some more shit out and then go to that. This is a lawyer. He's worse than a clipper because he's going to give you his legal opinion based on a clip of a clip of a clip. Here we go. Now this is making the rounds everywhere, and I just want you to know how they're all so smart. They've all got me based on a thing they made up. Ready?
Got kind of a little sphere here, but let's play this and hear the confession.
Wow, one of the shoes has dropped. Nick Riccata has access to Aaron's Google account, and Aaron is finally.
So there it is.
So there it is.
You get the confession.
The confession. Let's hear it again. Let's hear the confession. They're all calling it the confession.
Little sphere here. But let's play this and hear the confession.
Wow, one of the shoes has dropped. Nick Riccata has access to Aaron's Google account. And Aaron is finally...
So there it is. You get the confession that he used his search history.
How can I confess that Nick used Aaron's search history if I don't know it? And also, I got to hear the confession one more time. What did I say?
Wow, one of the shoes has dropped. Nick Ricada has access to Aaron's Google account.
So I said Nick Ricada has access to... First of all, if I did say that, it doesn't mean he does, and it doesn't mean I'm telling the truth. Nick Ricada actually goes every day and watches Aaron's children play outside during PE. He'd sit and sips a milkshake in his red Camaro. What does he have? He sits outside and watches Aaron's kids play at school. Well, there's the confession. Okay, again, just to show you, this guy's a lawyer and where he gets his info.
Casino, talking about Melton. So we got kind of a little sphere here. But let's play this and hear the confession.
Wow, one of the shoes has dropped. Nick Ricada has access to Aaron's Google account. And Aaron is finally...
So there it is. So there it is. You get the confession.
Now, again, imagine if this guy had time to not put on a suit and do some research. If only you could go to the original show on Nobody Likes Onion's account right here. Okay? The real show. This is the source. And let's see what happens. Let's watch the actual clip and see what Melton said. Because according to that one, I said, Nick Ricada has access to Aaron's Gmail account. And it's a confession. But if you play it in reality, what happens? But this would imply, that Nick Ricada has access to Aaron's Google account. Why did you cut off the "this would imply" part of the sentence? Oh, because then it wouldn't be a confession. This is a lawyer. This is a lawyer. He knows that would never fly in court. He knows that would never fly in court. But that's the cut PPP made, Alyssa Clips made, and now Legal Mindset made. And they call it the confession. There it is. First of all, again, even if I said it, fuck you. Fuck you. I lie on my show constantly. But you wanna be dishonest. You want to be a lawyer. You want to be a serious man in a suit who acts like your farts don't smell. I'm not even kidding. Legal Mindset, this should be embarrassing and you should apologize. This is the confession because I said it appears. Aaron says Nick has access to my account and Nick posts a screenshot resembling something he said Aaron's browsed before. Therefore, it would appear that Nick has access to Aaron's Google account. Did I misspeak? Did I make a mistake? Did I confess to anything? What's wrong with these guys? Imagine paying this guy hundreds of dollars an hour. Imagine paying these guys hundreds of dollars an hour to watch clips and not go to the... Again, it takes 5 seconds to hear the real thing if you want.
We'll have the April_Imholt tag. But this would imply that...
Cut!
Nick Ricada has access to Aaron's Google account.
Weird. Weird. I it's crazy to me that a lawyer who with a serious, again, these are the people who want to like make the decisions and like argue what is.
And Dick Masters.
This is where I got this clip. This is Alyssa clipping the casino, talking about Melton. So we got kind of a little sphere here, but let's play this and hear the confession.
Wow, one of the shoes has dropped. Nick Ricada has access to Aaron's Google account. And Aaron is finally...
So there it is. So there it is. You get the confession that that he used his search history, right? Which is a crime, right? Very much real.
What's real? That a thing you made up happened or that it's a crime? We believe you it's a crime.
Very much real, which is a crime. Which is a crime. So,
real quick question. Is it a crime?
Yeah. Big problem there.
Is it? Again, you fat fucking lazy fuck. Is it? Or do you not know what the fuck you're talking about? Do you think you're going to go show your clips in court and then the truth doesn't come out? Your Honor, we edited it. So as long as you don't watch any other clips. I'm not even kidding. I've watched two of these lawyers and both times within 10 minutes. I'm like, oh, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. And then again, it goes back to that thing, like, you don't realize how wrong the news is until they start writing about you. Like, why do we need him? Why do we need a legal expert if everything you say can be debunked this easily? According to him, I'm going to prison. That's a real problem. That's a crime. That's a crime. It's a confession and a crime. And he admitted it. And that's going to be, oof.
Big problem there. Yeah, too drunk to be AI. So yeah, that happened.
Or did it? I don't know. Or did it though?
That happened.
So is this guy really has nothing? He's like, Aaron, that's a crime. And that's a crime. Yeah. So that's a crime. That's a problem. That's a problem. So yeah. So that happened. Yeah, that happened. When does the show start?
And let me organize this stuff here.
Great.
Let me organize this stuff. So that actually exposed that Nick is that Nick put himself into a pretty criminal situation here.
Sorry, Nick. My bad. I said it implied something, and I guess that put you. Me saying something really put Nick in a tricky, I mean, again, these guys are fucking retarded. So keep getting your law. And that Mr. Sin guy, I tried to watch that. They're all the same. They're all like watching the same clips that are cut out of context and wrong. And then going like, this is damning. Like he's going to prison for this. I'm not. I don't know how many weeks I have to be here on Monday morning to let you know you're retarded and don't know what's going on. No one's going to prison. I mean, maybe Nick. But, like, let's not pretend that wasn't happening anyway. Fucking idiots. Cocaine, okay. Legal mindset lives in Korea. North? Oh, Captain, my Captain, Coolboy52, thank you very much for the support. $20 from Anonymous. Andrew is a cross-eyed fag who can't get work as a lawyer in the U.S., so he has to live in Korea. Plus, he likes ladyboys. I don't even care. Who cares? It's a great place to be if you like ladyboys. What I'm asking is, like, the thing you say you're good at, you suck at. You suck. Again, imagine going into court with that clip. Playing it to the judge and be like, so, Your Honor, you heard the confession. And then my lawyer just goes, well, here's the whole clip. Imagine how embarrassed this fucking idiot would be. And he would go, well, I would prepare more thoroughly for court. You know, obviously, this is just a YouTube stream. Yeah, that took a lot. It took a lot for me to go find the legit clip and wind it back 3 seconds to hear. This implies... you're right. You're right. You don't have enough billable hours in the day to be looking up source material. Get it from a clipper who got it from a clipper who clipped it himself from a cut from a... Sure, man. My question again is, why do we need you? Why do we need you? We can watch Chad get it wrong. we can turn on MLC if we want to watch something from a week ago be taken incorrectly. Why do we need these legal minds that we have to go to and get their opinion? You know, I've been sitting here going like, we got to talk to a lawyer about how fucked I am. We don't. They're all dumb as fuck. They're all dumb as fuck. If your lawyer is on YouTube, I seriously get a new lawyer. I'm not even kidding. What are we to think from these guys? That's a crime. That's a crime. That's a crime. That's going to be a problem. That's a crime. So that happened. So that happened. Like, yeah, we don't need this guy ever again. We don't need him ever again. So Legal Mindset, I'm not even kidding. We've had a lot of fun fucking around and joking today. Recalibrate. Like, honestly. And I tweeted, like, I expect a legit apology. I don't, because I think you're probably that fucking phony. But if you're a legit lawyer, if you really think you're an attorney, and you really want to be taken seriously, you should apologize to me publicly. What confession, faggot? What confession? You all don't know how to edit a clip. You all don't know how to go find a source and make sure you know what the fuck you're talking about. You watch Guys Who Hate Me edit a thing, be edited by Guys Who Hate Me, and then watch the clipper clip that, and then said, wow, there's the confession. We don't need you. You're lazy as fuck. We don't need you. Again, I'm a joker, and I can go find the truth in 10 seconds. Maybe don't comment on it unless you know what the fuck you're talking about. That's all I'm saying. I get it. It's hard to get everything right. Maybe talk about this one tomorrow after you have time to research it. These guys said he confessed. That's a problem. That's a crime. That's a crime. That's a crime. That's a crime. Wow, that happened. That's a crime. That's a crime. That's a crime. You don't know what the fuck. Like, you don't. I don't know what. I'll keep doing it. I'll keep finding. Send me the clips of these lawyers getting it all wrong. And I think you'll probably find, like, on an increasing basis, like, they don't have a practice. They don't. These guys aren't like lawyers. They're not like actual lawyers. Pretty pathetic. Pretty bad.
It's classic summer. Whoa, it's classic summer. Whoa, it's classic summer. The wild, wild, best. It's a classic summer.
Gonk, bonk. Another one of these. Last time we saw Summer Sinclair in a grocery store with a guy with a giant pineapple cut out. With wads of hundreds in them. Now we have a similar video. Anybody understand these videos and why they're trying to get these to take off and become viral?
Would you rather help someone else or help yourself with $100? I'm offering $100 for the first person that wants it, or I'm going to use this $100 bill to buy more formula. So that I can go help a single mom in need.
You got it? I'm walking around asking people, do they want $100? Or I take the $100 and I buy more formula for moms in need. Like, okay.
Best you just give that $100 for more formula.
I suggest you just give that $100 for more formula. I suggest you just give that $100 for more formula.
So Summer's got like an acting gig in these fake viral videos?
You don't need this?
I do.
I do, but if there's a mother who needs more formula, then I'd rather you give the money to more formula.
But I'm not a selfish person. You know, if somebody really needs to feed their baby.
I'm not a selfish person. If somebody really needs to feed their baby.
I don't want to have that on my conscience.
Wow. Well, can I ask why, ma'am?
Are we honestly supposed to believe Summer can afford a Tesla?
Oh, God, I didn't even notice. She's sitting in a Tesla. No, you know, this is that YouTube. I guarantee this is the YouTuber's car. Like, he got out of the driver's seat and walked over and is doing this.
Because I want... Are you giving this to me?
Yes. You have a heart of gold, ma'am. God bless you and thank you for proving to me that there was still good people out there and that kindness does exist out there. Would you...
Guys, that kindness does exist. So I click on this guy's video. She's in quite a lot of his shorts, I noticed. And he does a lot of these, like...
Yeah, of course.
I'm not actually struggling, and I do have a pair of shoes waiting for me outside in a car. Can I give you your money back?
Yeah, sure. Wait, so... So you don't need shoes?
No, I don't need shoes. I'm actually...
There's actually a bunch of money in this shoe for you!
Just doing a social experiment. Looking for kind people like you. People that would be generous enough to help a stranger in need. Why did you help me today?
I'm struggling too.
It's another one of these guys who can't edit. The music is swelling. You can't hear the dialogue at all.
I get it because I'm going through a hard time.
So you don't have to scroll too far and you'll start seeing a lot of Summer videos. I think he must rotate the people so that you don't, you know.
Should I tell her?
Yes.
So, I don't know if you can see it or not, but that middle button of his shirt right there, that's a camera.
Yeah, I see that.
So we're supposed to believe this is a restaurant, of course. Because all restaurants have super clean white drop ceilings, like an office. This screams restaurant. Right? You guys know restaurants? Definitely a restaurant.
We like to have fun and give back to good, kind people. And with the service that you gave us today, you were the next person on our list. So that's your $500 right there as your tip. You can keep that. And then there goes the $30 for our meal.
So they like want to be these guys that go around doing the random acts of kindness, but they don't have the bankroll to do it. So they hire or get pathetic out of work comedians to be the recipients of these good deeds so they don't actually have to do it.
And
God bless you.
Oh, this is wonderful.
This is wonderful. I've never seen so many monies in my life. There's just...
My husband passed away 6 months ago, so...
I'm so sorry to hear about
that. Yeah, so we're dealing...
Summer sincere, am I right?
With his past bills.
So you got bills that you got to take care of, Christmas coming up.
Yeah, it's been really hard.
Every restaurant I know gives some drinks in a to-go cup and some drinks in a glass. Just depends.
Yeah, you've been working hard today, too. How many hours do you do here? Like 40?
It's almost like that, yeah.
How many hours do you do here? Like 40? Yeah, it's almost something like that, probably. You guys didn't tell me what to say. You guys didn't tell me what to say that time.
It wasn't at all. Do you have kids?
No.
Well, I have kids. I understand what you're going through. You want to do the best for your children.
Hold on, are you guys still at the restaurant?
Well, you can. I could see you're a nice fella. I don't think you really wanted to.
I can see you're a nice fella. You don't really...
Take from me.
Okay.
I really didn't. I'm so sorry. She's never passed out, and they brought her here, and I don't know what's going on. They won't even let me back there to see her. I'm so sorry. I'm just panicking. I don't know what else to do.
All right, so look, this is the option.
Look, here's $700. We're sorry about your mom. Oh, wait. Are we doing it right?
I need to give you. Okay. Do we call the cops right now? Or do we just, you know, block him from coming back?
I don't want you to call the cops, you know, because it seems like he's...
black, and they got enough of those down there at the jail.
Hey, Summer, we need to talk about your flair.
You don't have nearly enough flair. Benjamin Leviathan, Bangkok, Thailand. Just some words.
He's a nice guy, but...
it wasn't at all.
He's a nice guy who stole from you? I love... people say that kind of stuff all the time. It's so wild. Like, I'm sure he's a nice guy. He stole from you. You're sure he's a nice guy. Another one of these.
500 offers.
Again, what is this restaurant? Look, speaking of dumpers. And again, over here, is this another table at the restaurant or... not since Chad did his restaurant sketches. Also, because that's a thing you do. You know? I try to trip the waitress who's wearing snow boots, by the way. Like, what? Oh, come on. Come on. I put the tip down by a feet.
Now we're waiting.
Incredible attention.
Also, you paid the check before you even eat your tart or whatever. None of this makes any sense. People are right. Who are these for? Like, I don't understand. They're trying to get these feel good videos to go viral, but everyone can tell this is fake, right? He was given $2,000 for his struggles.
Oh, oh, oh.
He was?
Right there. That's $2,000 right there for you. Okay. And that is
more money than you've ever seen in your life.
That is so much money for you. And Taylor, for you, man, I really want to make sure that you get as much money as well too. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna tip you, man. Right. I'm gonna tip you on the card, $1,000 right there for you, man.
No way.
Yeah, dude. That's right. For you, man. God bless you guys. That right there.
Okay. But this isn't Summer's channel, you know, it's not as good as Bink Summer's channel, where she's active. Especially with songs. You know, we've seen all these great videos before. Oh, no. It's that girl from The Ring.
It's definitely enough for me, dog.
She thinks she's sexy. You get me closer to Bach. What is it for you? The tummy tat or the eyes? Ha ha ha. Oh, no. This is gore. I mean, this is... is this Skinny Tooth John? She never does a full song. She's always working on her look, which I appreciate, you know. I don't even know what to say.
Hi, my name is Summer Sinclair, actress, comedian, and today I'm having lunch at Red Robin.
Today I'm having lunch at the Red Robin. You ever heard of it? They give you bottomless fries, unlimited campfire sauce.
I don't usually like to eat at home because I'm allergic.
I don't like to eat at home because I'm allergic.
Hi, my name is Summer Sinclair, actress, comedian, and today I'm having lunch at Red Robin.
Normally, I don't eat at home because on account of I'm allergic.
I don't usually like to eat at home because I'm allergic to cooking. I know.
Oh my God, that's one of her jokes. You know that's one of her jokes.
Horrible disease, but it happens to some people, you know? And when I go to Red Robin, I like to have a turkey burger. Because I don't eat meat. I think that I'm saving the world by eating turkey burgers.
I get a turkey burger because I don't eat meat.
Because just think of it. Would you want to have thousands of turkeys in the street? Think of the noise, right? You'll never be able to sleep at night. I also like to have oranges with my meal.
Can you even get this at Red Robin? Does anybody know about the turkey burger / orange slice value meal? Hey, she just held up a little dish of marmalade.
By eating turkey burgers. Because just think of it. Would you want to have thousands of turkeys in the street? Think of the noise, right? You'll never be able to sleep at night. I also like to have oranges.
I mean, it looked like peaches or like stewed carrots. If you asked for, can I have some orange or can I have some oranges? In what world would they come like this? Can you peel it, put it into wedges, and then macerate it for me? Thanks.
With my meal? Because they say that oranges have vitamin C.
They say vitamins have vitamins.
But it's not doing any good for my sunspots.
Sunspots. Honey, you're old. You're old. Cash says she looks like SP. She does kind of have that horse face look.
See? Not doing any good.
So she's doing her comedy. She's rubbing oranges on her hand, saying, oranges aren't doing anything for my sunspots.
Maybe they should just get some oranges from Florida. I'm just saying.
She thinks these are like jokes.
I'm also going to wash it down with some nice hot coffee.
Look how full this coffee is. The surface tension is holding it in the cup. I mean, tell me you don't ever drink coffee without telling me you don't ever. All right. Sure.
Coffee. Oh, and look. It even comes with a spoon. I mean, what a concept. So that's what I'm doing today.
I'm at a restaurant where the coffee comes in a mug and they give you a spoon. Anyway, just checking in. It's like Chad with his content. It's like they don't know what to do, so they just like they think they're good enough to just go live or, dude, take a photo of anything. We can make it funny. We're comics. It's like you're not good. I ride my bicycle every day, and I've always ridden my bicycle every day. Since I was 4 years old, I rode my bicycle, and I always...
I use toilet every day. I've been using toilet every day since I was 4 years old. I learned toilet with no potty help. Straight to the big boy bowl for me.
By myself, and this is a good place for a middle-aged woman to sit on a Sunday. So,
this is a great place for a mid-aged woman to sit on a Sunday. Okay?
Have fun, everybody.
Have fun. I know I am. Did you see the oranges? Hello. We have fun.
On the real tip dog, Red Robin got the Quechua game on lock. On God, and their seasoned salt is worth the trip past the county line. I go by rickshaw, Andale Worski. Moosh.
Moosh!
What's the deal with airline food? It's so plain. What's the deal with airline food? It's so plain.
I would like to play a game called Find the Needle in the Big Mac. Nom, 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 nom. Ouch, nom, nom, nom.
What else has Summer been up to? I really like this song. You're on. She loves it. That's her like sexy smile. She when she does that smile, she's like, she's listening to the music. She's like, I'm about to fucking nail this. I'm so sexy while I do it. Watch her. You'll see her There it is. Ah, you know you want to fuck.
Okay.
Whoa. Okay. I had to look all over to find a really lo-fi copy of this song. Okay. Okay. Okay.
I'm feeling the way I feel about myself. Fuck everyone else. Gotta remember that nobody's better than anyone else.
I did not see that coming.
I'm feeling the way I'm feeling myself. Fuck everyone else. Gotta remember that nobody's better than anyone else here.
You can call me Nanerpus, Nanerpus. And guess what? I love Nanerpus. You can call me Nanerpus, Nanerpus. And guess what? I love Nanerpus.
To you, they tried to think it over. Look what they do to you. Look what they do to me. Must be joking if you think either one is free. Get up on your knees, girl. Stand face to face with your God and find out what you want. Hello, my name is you. Hello, my name is Human. And I came down from the stars. Hello, my name is Human.
Human.
I'm ready for love and I'm ready for war, but I'm ready for more. I know no one's ever been this fucking ready before. Hey.
You almost got it in. I'm on the floor. I'm ready for more. I don't know anybody who's ever been able to give up on the more.
I'm ready for love and I'm ready for war, but I'm ready for more. I know no one's ever been this fucking ready before.
I'm ready for love and I'm ready for war, but I'm ready for more. I don't know when they want to ever, but it's good when they come in when you really think about it. If you're part of them, they're more prepared than ever before. Hey. One more time.
I'm ready for love and I'm ready for war, but I'm ready for more. I know no one's ever been this fucking ready before. Hey,
got it.
Do you need time to think it all?
I don't.
More. I know no one's ever been this fucking ready before. Hey, do you need time to think it over? So figure it out, don't figure it out. I figured out. The bigger the river, the bigger the drought.
Good.
Get up on your knees, boy. Stand face to face with your God and find out what you want. Hello, my name is Yuma.
Like, what makes her think she's good? Like, there are people, like, you shouldn't sing. You're not a good singer. Like, don't sing. You're not, you do not have it. Stop. By the way, the same goes for me. Like, but I don't have a thing in me that goes, you should be singing. You should be making singing videos and get discovered.
My name is Human, yeah, and I came down from the stars. Hello, my name is Human.
Okay. I maybe she's great and I don't know it. Oh no.
Night.
What are we doing here?
It's dragging her feet away. A load in the heat. I know.
And then every once in a while, she puts one on YouTube. You know, most of those are on Facebook, but every once in a while, she put one on YouTube that she's really proud of. This is 179 views in just 2 months.
Your blades are sharper with precision. Flashing your favorite point of view.
Hello!
Just like you always do, just like you always do. Already put me in, already under my skin, and I know exactly how this ends. I let you cut me open just to watch me bleed. Give up who I am before you wanna be to be. The emptiness machine.
It's like, I don't even know what's the worst part is that the music is like so shitty and lo-fi.
Going around.
She's into it. You can't say her teeth aren't almost coming out at the song.
Like a revolver, it's been decided how we lose. Cause there's a fire under the altar. I keep a lying to, huh? I keep a lying to. Huh? Already pulled me in, already under my skin, and I know exactly how this ends. I let you go.
Whoa. Take that to the cops. Cash says, you think she has a cameo? I almost guarantee it. All these people do. They're like, yeah, I make a few bucks here, a few bucks there. Just, you know, my fans support me. Please sign her to your label, Pat. She's a star.
I use toilet every day. I've been using toilet every day since I was 4 years old. I learned toilet with no potty help. Straight to the big boy bowl for me.
Redbird, thank you for becoming a new member. Appreciate that. Amy Elizabeth says, if you can't pay off your credit card bills due to lawyer fees, then interest mounts. Yeah, that is true. So that's a good point, I guess, for Aaron. Stevie Lou, the realest one. Body cam, a.k.a. steel toe material. Female cup drinking and driving out of a theater cup full of Diet Coke. I love big chunks like my wife. Butch Bradley, member for 7 months. You got good eyes. Wait until you meet my cousins. Yeah, boss, it's your world. Try my wetback wife's salsa. With the cousins?
When I fucking tell my fucking cousins.
Jake Hudson, a member for 4 months. I, too, do not want my voice used for money, sir. April lives in my attic with the rats. But I do have internet. You can't dunk tub boy. C's a day, member for 5 months, finally exposed the law tubers. All built off Nikki. Mr. J, thank you for joining up. Appreciate that. Ray DeVito, you should cover more videos like this, Milton. There are a lot of good eggs out there. Yeah, good point. Gina Bobina, member for 7 months. This is the greatest show. I agree with that one. Red Robin, the official account, member for 1 month. We here at Red Robin have no affiliation, nor do we sponsor the likes of Summer Sinclair. She looks like a red-headed slam piece. It's Wawa Summer. 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 Oh, sorry, I don't know the words.
Oh, God, that shrieking woman. Please make her stop singing. Please, oh, God. Okay, I admit it. I rearranged April's teeth when she was late with the breakfast pizza. I admit it all. Please make it stop. It's just so horrible. Okay, I have 10 kilos of booger sugar under the bedside gabagool cooler. Just turn it off.
My beefy Northern Ontario tits resonate to this shrike.
I don't think it's going to happen, this the fridge. He would have sent it by now. What, you've got a fridge in your bedroom you're not using. Just sitting there, holding no meats, no cheeses. I mean, if you send it. If you wanted to send it, he'd send it. You know, I should have that by now, frankly.
Whoa!
Sorry, that's just how I feel. My lost interest, is it? You know, it's, we saw what Chad was up to. It's only fair we see what Ray's up to. Bonk. My lost interest, clip this. It's from the 6th. Ray just had a birthday. He's 51 years old now, and he got a lottery ticket for his birthday, and I think FKA Mommy tells him it might be illegal to scratch them on the live on the stream, so he starts freaking out. No, more of that.
Ray can't figure out scratch off lottery ticket. Here's the deal. I can, but what if I scratch...
He's got the big baller. What is this ticket called? The red ball tripler. He's been red pilled. The red ball tripler.
Don't I have like match numbers? So let's say I scratch off this one. Then what?
Read the instructions.
I want to ask a lawyer if he can do it live. Oh, I'm not allowed to scratch off. Is this going to end my stream?
How does every baseball cap swallow up his head like an 8-year-old?
This is going to end my channel? I'm not allowed to do scratch-off lottery tickets? Am I allowed to do scratch-off lottery? Am I going to go to jail? Is this the new regime? All right. Red balls. It says, match any of your numbers to either of the winning numbers when the prize shown for that number. So triple number. So winning numbers. So I have to scratch off the winning numbers first. All right. Mommy, I'm calling. All right, I'm not doing it. All right, I'm not doing it. Now everyone's got me scared. I'm not allowed to do this. I guess I'm not allowed to do this on air. So I'm not going to do it.
Hey, baby, what's up?
Hey, what's going
on? There's this whole world going on over there. The MLC, Chad, Ray, like, they're all still doing everything they were doing when we left them. There's nothing changed. Like, if you go over and watch MLC, it's literally like they're talking to the sorcerer about what's wrong with Ray. Like, nothing has changed in this show. Other than, like, Carlos Danger is a co-host all the time now.
What's going on, Mama? You're on air. Am I allowed to scratch off these lottery tickets on air?
I just sent a text to my lawyer. And I will respond to you as soon as he responds to me. But I wouldn't do it live until we know for sure.
Like, how simple are these people? The thing is, I don't even know if Mommy's kidding. She might think it's illegal. Like, that's how dumb everyone in this universe is. They're like, I don't know. Are we not supposed to do that on the stream?
All right. I'm not going to do it live. We have to wait. To see.
Yeah, let's just play it safe, right?
I'm going to jail, everybody. Woody going to jail.
Don't worry.
All right, text me. Let me know if it's all right. I'm not scratching them all. I don't want to go to jail. If someone's in there for prostitution, another person's in there.
I heard Kevin, too. Kevin was making fun of John. Like, these guys have the least amount of self-awareness. Kevin was making fun of John, and John was, like, complaining that, I guess Kevin knows that John called Leo Gunn complaining that he didn't give him any money or something. And Kevin's like, can you believe how pathetic these guys are? They think they complain to the super chatters if they don't get money. It's like, Kevin used to run and chase down everybody from the Legend to Brock Lee to Chandler. If you saw them giving money in anyone else's show, you would complain, text them, call, go live on your show to try to take away viewers, complaining like, Broccoli didn't give me 100. Broccoli didn't give me 100. That was you. That is you. Like, again, it goes back to, like, Kevin's so fucking slow in the brain. Kevin's so out of it. He literally, like, does that thing where he's like, these guys are so obsessed with numbers. It's like he has no memory of him screaming about Shuley's numbers for 6 months. And then there was a call. He called into like some show or something and said, I'm desperate to get anybody on. I'm trying to get Bob on. I'm trying to get, like, he wants everybody back. It's so pathetic. And then I guess he had Pat Dixon on again once. But he still does that thing where, like, I'm not allowed to have Pat Dixon on. It's like, it's Felicia, Pat, all Felicia, Pat Dixon, Ray, Stevie Lou, Ray, Pat Dixon, Felicia. It's like they literally never move on. But you know, like, but Kevin's gotten to the iteration of a show that he literally cannot get anyone else to come on. All his final ties with, like, the legit comedy world are done. And it's literally like, who did he have on the other day? He's having on, like, people, like, you know, he doesn't know anything going on in, like, the Dabbleverse anymore. And he just has on, like, God, who's the guy he had on the other day? It had nothing to do with anybody and he had 300 something people watching it. It was like, yikes. Felicia quit. Who can, who, What does that even mean in MLC? What does that even mean? Uh-oh, Chad quit. Yeah, give it a minute.
I don't think I'm allowed to play tic-tac-toe on air.
Yeah, I'd check with a lawyer first. I'd get mommy to confirm it.
Another person's in there because they were doing drugs or selling drugs. What do you? He took a $2 scratch off and did it on air. All right. I'm not doing it. I'm showing my birthday presents. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to go to the fucking slammer for scratching lottery tickets. Come on. I don't want to go to jail. It's not gambling if they don't say, well, I already showed the card now. I didn't scratch it. Okay, Ray, I got the go ahead. I don't know. Now you got me scared. I was going to.
So she says, I'm going to check. And then she says, okay, I checked. It's legal. And now he's like, now I don't want to do it. Now that I know it's legal, I'm worried.
Scratch them off just fine. Then I got all these warnings. All right, I'm getting word from mommy, from the lawyers. I'm allowed to scratch, so I'm scratching the winning number. All right, I got my winning number. I'm not endorsing this. Nobody should go buy these lottery tickets. All right, my winning numbers are 12.
Who goes out and buys one lottery ticket?
24. First one. No, I thought I did. I thought I got a 12 and a 12. I didn't. I got a 12 and a 17.
They look so similar.
But they made me think because they look similar, the 12 and 17.
Called it.
So, okay. All right. So far,
how much you want to bet if he wins this, he walks into the store and holds up a number on his hand? I won this many dollars. I scratched this many tickets and I won this many dollars.
So far, no good. Next one, no good.
The whole table's shaking. FKA Mommy says, did you not watch Citizen M's video about me? Why would I? Kush says, Ray Cash, Ray is what you get when you order Adam Carolla on Wish. Yeah, we're changing it to Temu now.
Next one, no good. All right, so it's not a winner.
Great stuff.
I don't like the look of it.
I have to leave early today. I have a dog thing. And then I have a call later. Oh, I have a call later with Moody, apparently, according to my dick. I write all my appointments on my dick. Is that really today? What a weird. Okay, anyway, I forgot about that. Anyway, I got that. I might come back tonight instead of doing a morning. Do you guys like the I get emails that say, please do one or two shows a week at night. But people get mad at the night shows because they're like, I don't, because you Addicted to Ubiquity says I have to leave early all the time. So we're going to have to ban him from the chat. I've had about enough of it. So he'll be gone now and not a mod. We just don't need him. It's a lot of attitude. I stay for 5 hours a lot. I do a lot extra. I don't ask for anything. Also, this show doesn't really have a like set length of time, so I don't need this. I'm not, we were making fun of Aaron doing 4 hours. That's not the real world. I don't have these strict things in place. Anyway, we don't need all those mods. Chicken Boy says mod me. Who should we mod? Oh, man. Fuck. Johnny K says member for 7 months. I know what Aaron's seed tastes like. I know what Nick's seed smells like because Aaron always had it on his breath. New York State Lottery member for 6 months. Your account has been suspended for displaying footage of a lottery ticket. Your account has been suspended for displaying footage of a lottery ticket being scratched off by a mental deficient. That should be true. That should be true. Mod Doom. I would never mod Doom. It's never going to happen. You're out of your mind. He's an irresponsible merchant of mischief. I wouldn't do it if my last show depended on it. Any other questions for today? Because like I said, I'm going to get out of here a little bit early to go handle some stuff. I just have a full rack of appointments today. Tomorrow, P.O. Box, Calta and his wife, and much, much more right here on the Nobody Likes Onions show. Of course, we're going to get back into the fats this week as well. And we will be watching any Aaron M. Holt cope that happened that we missed this morning. And, of course, tonight, no Matt. $50 off the goal. And that's always good. Thank you to all the high rollers that participate in the program on a daily basis. Thanks to our new PPP voice. Ooh, this PPP voice, by the way, just perfect. Just nailing it perfectly. Let me see what else. Hold on one thing. No, I really want to save that for tomorrow. Oh, we got Godfrey. Oh, I got Godfrey. I got... Hold on, is Aaron still alive? No. Now we can maybe go back, though, to that 403. You said I missed begging at 403. Now we have a timestamp.
Somebody feeling peckish?
Away from today. It's getting close to lunchtime, am I right? Bridget B. says NPR needs to hire Aaron for their fundraisers. I mean, wow, he just knocked out that goal. We're only $25 away. Sam Show says, it's funny you feel bad about begging, but it's the only thing that works. I mean, I know, but I don't.
We'd like to not have to do it.
I like to not have to, but that last 5 minutes can be fun sometimes.
In what
you guys
world?
Are rallying like that. I kind of get a kick out of that. Nuga says, welcome to Target. I love you. It's Costco. Welcome to Costco.
I love you.
I love you. All right, guys, $25. Let's all throw in and knock out that last 25.
Why are you guys saying that there's tip with two Fs? It's three Fs now, was it not? It's three. You're all idiots. You're all fucking dumb. I'm sick of this shit. You think I need this? You think I need this kind of disrespect? You think 7dub7 asked for this on his special day? He's trying to executive produce, and you guys are just giving him shit, giving him attitude? Don't treat him like this. Hold on, what are you saying it's not? It's four? Wait, what? Hold on, what am I missing here? Hold on. It's three. You're all stupid. What? Why is Tiff going, give me the F? It's three Fs. You have three Fs. It's on there. What are you talking about? I'm actually confused now. The solo one is off. Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, I'm going to remove it. I'm removing it now. You don't get anything. I'm trying to watch a man beg, and you guys are I'll just end the show. I'll just end it. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck.
And call it
another win for the toe
to start the week.
I write his whole program.
Hey, Coltrane with $5. Thank you very much. Oh, my God. Now we're at $20 for today.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now we're at $20. Oh, my God.
$20 away. Whew. Holy shit. Guys, hell of a rally. Finish it off, and it's another win for the toe. And we're doing an extra hour. And believe me, we got plenty.
I know you guys think you'll probably run out of clips, but I would like, nah, Not to Be has plenty. There's plenty of Not to Be.
You guys were up over 1,000 for a long time this morning. Thank you very much for that. Huge audience.
Again, like, as if these numbers aren't publicly checkable.
For today's show, I appreciate it. Like we said,
guys, we had a huge audience. As if $1,000 is a huge audience. You know, 7dub7's official executive producer request to mod Doom. Well, now we're gonna kick 7dub7 out. So he's no longer welcome in the show. And then Doom is also going to be banned in solidarity. So now no Doom and no 7dub7. So take that. You know, like, you think, like, I'm executive producer, I'm going to make it work. Oh, I'm Doom. I edit his videos. I know what the fuck's going on. You don't. You don't. None of you have a fucking say. None of you have a fucking say. You'll never be back in here again. You'll never be back in my... Fucking show again.
Your manner is most unbecoming of a gentleman. Would you be high on cigarettes?
I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes.
A question posed to stupid hoes who don't get it yet. Excuse me, miss. Are you high on cigarettes? I don't know if the comedy hasn't hit them yet. They're full-blown retarded or just high on cigarettes. All the laughter that you deploy if you listen to the show, boy. Patrick Melton faces have you stacking that low point. It's the low point, not the reason. The reason is fucking gold. Gonna make the taco phony party be a party of soul. Gonna make you vandalize a van with a pedal sticker so bold. The family probably get arrested before they get down the road. A stupid motherfuckers just got NL loaned. Other radio shows are straight bitch male prone. Talk shit on the youngins that nobody like past. Have my homeboy Lane prank call him fast. Have him thinking that he hates him, like right before he berates him. And the way that he baits him, put him right on blast. Like, Patrick is an asshole and his show won't last. And every time I called in, he treated me like trash. He would abuse and berate me for the sake of some laughs. And the worst part was when he fucked your mother's